high desert in the great American Southwest. I bid you all good evening and or good morning, wherever you may be in this great land of ours and far beyond, actually. To the west, the Rock at Guam. Good morning. Good afternoon on Guam. Eastward to the Caribbean and U.S. Virgin Islands, where the grass skirts are. Want to go visit there soon. South into South America, north all the way to the pole, and worldwide on the Internet. This is Coast to Coast AM. Top of the morning, everybody. No guest tonight. Open lines all night long. With two exceptions. That is, two local exceptions. Here's the deal. By an overwhelming vote of more of you than I could possibly count, we're going to have an Antichrist line. The Antichrist line. Now, we all know there are some number of Antichrists out there. Therefore, to, you know, get multiple calls from multiple Antichrists would not be a surprise. In fact, you would expect it. And, of course, you're always looking for the real McCoy. You never know what you might hear tonight. You really never know. So here's the deal. The Antichrist line is area code 775-727-1222. Now, we're also going to have a time traveler line. All others are going to be open lines. These two lines are restricted. Absolutely restricted. An absolute hard, fast rule. So the time traveler line will be our wild card line, area code 775-727-1295. Time travelers only. And it is absolutely reasonable to expect there are time travelers out there. And I really mean that. You know, I'm not as sure about the Antichrist, to be absolutely honest with you, because I just, you know, I don't know if the Antichrist is here yet or not. However, the time traveler line, well, I'll tell you what. I think it's inevitable that time travel will be invented. When, I don't know. Maybe we'll be told tonight. But obviously, at the point that it is, people are going to be traveling in time, and they would be here in our time, right? So, if you are a time traveler from whatever time, dial only 775-727-1295. So, those two lines are restricted. All the other lines, the toll-free lines, are open lines, including the international line. And I want to say a word. Well, I guess I better do that. I'm supposed to welcome a new affiliate right at the beginning of the program, huh? Welcome to KSRV in Ontario, Oregon. 1380 on the dial. Glad to have you. I'm sure when these, I wonder about these new stations when they come on, you know, as we move our way toward 500 affiliates very quickly. I wonder about the new stations. Can you imagine for the first time running this program, you know, as a program director or manager of a radio station, you know, you're going to run it for the first time, right, as KSRV is tonight. And can you imagine what they're sitting there thinking? What did he just say? He said it's going to be open lines with an Antichrist line and a time traveler line. And you can almost see the PD there with his head in his hands. He said, what? I can imagine that. So, all other lines are open, but those two lines are hereby restricted in that manner. Antichrist line, let me say it clearly, 775-727-1222. The time traveler line, 775, area code, 727-1295. All others use the other lines, east or west of the Rockies. That takes in everybody in America and Canada. And, the international line. Very important that I get this in. We have new dialing information for the international line on my website. A lot of you can direct dial the international line. So what you do to get there is to go down on my website to, let's see, where do you go? Interact. On the left-hand side there, interact. And just go to call-in numbers and scroll down, and you will see the complete list of area codes, access codes, for the various countries in the world. So you can direct dial. You dial the number that you see up there, and then you dial 800-893-0903. 800-893-0903. And I took one other step. You see, I used to use the international line for a guest. So obviously that locks up the international line for hours. I have now changed that so that I have a special guest line aside from all of my other lines. That's going to mean so many of you can now get into the international line. Canada comes east and west of the Rockies, and the rest of the world comes in on the international line. So check my website, get the number, and then dial 800-893-0903, and we will get you on the air here with the rest of the world. Well, our friends the Russians, the wall came down, communism went away, and our friends the Russians kicked out 50 people. Well, they're going to kick out 50 people, they say, we have over there spying on them. Our friends, the Russians, spying on them. Now, President Bush has kicked out 50 Russians, so obviously they're retaliating, saying that, I suppose he suspects them of being spies, right? Our friends, the Russians, spying on us. Can you believe it? I'm so shocked. And then Russia retaliating by kicking out 50 representative friends that we have in Russia. That's what we'll call them, representative friends. You don't spy on your friends, do you? Sure you do. All right. There's a lot of really cool stuff on my website right now that I want you to take a look at. Let's see, in order of import, it's really hard to decide. I have put all sorts of things that you have sent up on the website, and if you want a good laugh tonight, and Fridays are a good night to laugh, sets you up for a good weekend, I've got some stuff that will make you laugh, I guarantee. Just go to What's New, Spectacular Shuttle Launch, and Weird Ads. You will enjoy those. More Funny Photos is a new category. Then comes Funny Headlines and Classifieds. They're a riot. I'm not going to describe them to you. You've got to go to the website to see all this stuff. And then two more little items on the website. Boy, we really put a lot of stuff up there tonight. If you thought that all of the mirror landed in the water, well, let's put it this way. You might try and identify the location of the wreckage that we show in a photograph entitled Mirror Landing Location. Mirror Landing Location. Not going to tell you about it on the air. You can only go up there and look. And then, by the way, all the buzzes are sold out. It'll now be a couple of weeks. But we found a fellow on the internet, will probably crash his site promptly, who did not buy a buzz from Bob Seacrane, but he's got one. And before I ever said one word about it, for some time he's had a website up about what he did on his buzz. It's really pretty interesting. It's called the Buzz Travelogue. I think he describes this incredible thing very well, so take a look at that. All of that is up on the website as of right now. Where is that? www.artbell.com. Wonder if they're going to ever simplify. They really should simplify web addresses. Even though ours is, in the world of web addresses, remarkably simple, www.artbell.com, there ought to be a simpler way yet to do it. I don't know what that would be, but it should be if it isn't. Russia's prime minister has ordered the Kursk sub recovered. So they're going to try to get it back up. We'll see. Mad cow disease. God. Can't you just feel it coming, this mad cow disease? Can't you feel it? The story on the sheep. The story about what our animals are fed in the United States that CNN is running right now. And here you go, in the news tonight. Mad cow-like disease kills two people. Two patients have died at a Colorado hospital this year from Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, an illness similar to mad cow. And there is concern other patients may have been exposed, according to a hospital spokesperson Friday. The patients, both over 60, died in January and February. Spokesman for Kaiser Permanente, the health maintenance organization that cared for them, said at least six other patients may have been exposed to the disease through surgical instruments used while treating one of the two who died. Can you feel it? What's going on? It's like we're being prepared to get the news that mad cow has arrived in the U.S. It is going to ruin my life. It's going to ruin my life when it gets here. Well, say a lot, it's already here, Art, so your life is ruined. I choose to have blinders on until they tell me it's here. Because there is nothing I'd rather have than a hamburger or a steak or any form of beef you can name. I love it. So these may be the last days of beef for all of us, or for me anyway. You look at the news and that's all you're getting. Big fight over those sheep continues, by the way. From London, as scientists warned that the worst of the foot and mouth outbreak is yet to come, Britain considered two highly unpopular options: expanding a massive slaughtering plan and vaccinating animals against the disease. Desperate to rein in an epidemic, the nation's chief scientist said was not under control. That's in quotes, not under control. Officials promised to speed the pace of killing and said they might begin culling all animals within 2 miles of every infection site in the country. Holy smokes. So, that one, no doubt, is on the way. There is so much going on at once. It's school shootings, stock market falling, mad cow, hoof and mouth, the energy crisis, blackouts in California, coming maybe in New York. It really does read, the weather going nuts, somebody writing me, well, a lot of winds, delays at Newark Airport tonight, big storm back there. It seems like Y2K is here now. Y2K came and went, nothing happened. And now everything that was feared, or a lot of what was feared in Y2K is here now happening. So, a little time slip perhaps. All right. Are you listening to me? We're restricting two lines, and you should never, ever, tonight, call those lines, unless you are an Antichrist. The Antichrist line is area code 775-727-1222, only Antichrist. And or the time traveler line. If you're a time traveler, call 775, the area code, and then 727-1295. All others use the other lines, and we'll have open lines one way or the other all night long. I wanted to mention to you once again the weather. In Alaska, they had an entire year in Anchorage where the temperature did not go below zero. I reported this late in the show yesterday. I have never in my life and I spent years in Alaska seeing a year when it doesn't go below zero. That's nutty. Nutty. When I lived there, every year for at least 2 weeks, maybe three, it would go to 20 or 30, or I even saw 37 degrees below zero every winter. But I've never seen a weather report ever that said no below zero at all for an entire winter. That's pretty weird, you got to admit. That's pretty weird. From Berlin, German police have detained a Berlin woman who screamed that she was a vampire and thirsty as she tried to bite people. She tried to bite the necks of three people within a few minutes. She screeched out that she was a vampire and she was thirsty. The 21-year-old woman, identified only as Laura E., you can go read about this on Excite, by the way. It's a Reuters news story, I swear to you. Laura E. was put under psychiatric observation after she also tried to bite her fingers off. Her own fingers. Her own fingers. And then again, to kind of go back to the weather for a second, not quite. Well, it is the weather, isn't it? Because it's getting warmer or changing in some manner that is causing big chunks of ice to break off in the Antarctic. We've got one on the way now. They found a big crack, and the crack will turn into a big separate piece. And here's the difference with this stuff that's breaking off now. It's up on land. This is not something within the water. So everything you're hearing about now in the Antarctic is coming off of land. That will add to the mass of water. In this particular case, a 15.5-mile crack has opened up that's going to result, obviously, in a gigantic piece of the Antarctic breaking off and ultimately melting, and yes, adding to the mass of the oceans. So, mark it down. This is a process underway, folks, and it's going to result eventually in somebody probably in New Orleans selling fast. other cities that are at or below sea level. Sean David Morton, you got to give the guy some credit. He predicted very carefully on this last program he did with me where he thought the NASDAQ would settle. And then he said if it goes up from there, we're all going to be okay. If it bounces at that level, we'll be fine. If it goes below that, then look out, he said. Katie, bar the door. Well, it hit a low of 1794.21. Just so we're keeping track of everything here, right? Mr. Morton's target was 1789, so he was only 5 points off if the recovery continues. Now, that's a big if. Both the Dow and the NASDAQ were up today. Modest gains, over 100 points, and then a substantial gain for the NASDAQ as well. But all of it's going to depend on whether we have seen the bottom. It looks like we've seen the bottom of the NASDAQ, but appearances can be deceiving. Otherwise, they wouldn't call it the stock market. They call it a sure thing, right? My broker keeps telling me, hey, Art, nobody rings the bell at the bottom. Trying to get me to invest. And, of course, he's right. Nobody does ring the bell. You've got to guess correctly. So it's kind of a little like gambling, isn't it? How different is it in some respects than betting on the outcome of a football game? You ever considered that? It's not a lot different, really, is it? It's going to go up or down, and the team you bet on is either going to win or lose. That may be a little bit of an oversimplification, but I think not that much. I think that I'm pretty much on the mark here. You pick a stock or you pick a group of stocks and you either win or you lose. You make money or you lose money. You pick a football team to win. It either wins and you collect or you lose and they collect. So is that too much of a simplification, or is the stock market really just, you know, the rich guys' pro football betting pool? I don't know. Got to scratch your head about it a little bit. I'm Art Bell from the High Desert. This is Coast to Coast AM.
From west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies at 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. The wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295. And to reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on the Premier Radio Network.
It certainly is. Good morning, good evening, or good morning, depending on where you are. As you know, I hardly ever do any interviews. I don't like doing interviews, I guess. I don't like being on television, especially. And I don't like giving interviews. But I think there is one that I'm going to give, just because I think it's kind of cool. And maybe I won't be doing it after this. It's for TV Guide. Now, figure that one out, guys. TV Guide wants to interview me. And I suppose they can fit in, you know, a few TV angles. Like, you know, we've got a movie coming up, as you know. I've been on a couple NBC series. I've been on Larry King. I've been on, you know, a lot of news programs. But I'm not exactly known as Mr. TV by 100 miles, right? Nevertheless, TV Guide would like to interview me. And I said, where would it be? You know, and they said, well, you know, in the glossy part in the front. I said, really? Well, okay. You know, that really actually sounds interesting. I've had TV Guide sitting on my coffee table forever. So I thought, yeah, it might be neat. It's a medium that I've never been in. TV Guide. Been sitting on my coffee table for, and everybody else is apparently too. You know, they told me that this publication, I'm trying to remember, and I can't remember word for word, but it's like TV Guide is the most weekly read magazine in the world. Now, what does that say about our society? That a magazine that describes what's on television is the most read magazine in the world. There's definitely some sort of societal commentary there to be made. I don't know what it is. But it's amazing to me. Anyway, they say they're going to do that in April. We'll see. I don't know why I thought it was different and interesting. I guess just because it's always been in my home. And then they bolster that up by telling me, it's been in all the homes, you know. And I guess that's true. There it is, every week on the coffee table. By the end of the week, dog-eared, right? So what does that mean? Well, it means we watch, you know, as a society, we watch a lot of TV. All right, on my Antichrist line. Well, no, wait a minute, hold on. Let me do my break first so that's done, just in case. You never know what you're going to run into on these lines. Remember, I've got the line segmented off now, folks. I will remind you of the numbers and the rules again in a moment. All right, truly now into the land of the unknown. and we will be open lines all night long, one way or the other. On my Antichrist line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. How are you?
Well, I'm all right.
My name is Frank. I'm from San Diego.
Figures, San Diego, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Frank.
Pretty rough out here right now.
And you, and do you have anything to do with that?
Well, I went to Granite Hills High School myself.
Uh-huh.
When I was in, like, 10th grade.
Following the period when you were spawned.
Yeah.
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 So you claim to be...
The Antichrist. Well,
are you a Antichrist or the Antichrist? Which do you claim to be? Because there apparently, according to many, there are many Antichrists.
The Antichrist comes in many different varieties and different shapes and forms with different ideas. But the problem is there's only one equation that can equate the whole universe within one. And it takes a much powerful equation. The equation has to be so powerful that it has to take everything that exists and not have a shadow. You see?
No. I don't. I actually don't.
I know it's kind of hard.
I've got the concept of one equation.
Right. But you see, it comes in very two different varieties of different types.
Don't try to do that again.
Of 666. You see?
Now I do see, yes.
Yeah. But the numbers come in like also a much kinder, gentler number, you see.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not as harsh as it seems, but what's going to happen is going to happen very soon. That's why
Let's break it here on the show. What's going to happen?
Well, there's going to be an event.
An event.
It's going to be happening very soon.
Is this the kind of thing where there are guys with yellow shirts on that say event coordinator and they go around getting everybody ready?
No, this is going to be more of a spiritual awakening of a different type of the 666.
Yeah, of a different type?
Yeah.
But you, being the Antichrist, how could you allow a competitive event of this kind to occur?
Well, you have to sacrifice somebody with an equation that is powerful enough to stop time.
So we've got to sacrifice a powerful person? I have no problem
exactly.
with that. I have no problem with that whatsoever. All right, thank you very much, Mr. Antichrist. So a powerful person will have to be sacrificed. Do we have our choice? Is it like throwing virgins into the volcano? Somebody the other day emailed me that throwing virgins into the volcano was to just discourage the others. On my time traveler line, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Art.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, I'm on your... You know, it's... I'm nervous talking to you because...
Let's get it out of the way right away. First of all, you're on a damn cell phone.
No, I'm not on a cell phone. That's
well, in
the
that
thing.
Case, then it's
I'm on,
it's.
I'm on the internet, and I'm on the internet 7 years ahead of where we are right now. I'm talking to you through the internet.
It sounds like you're talking through the internet, and you're saying you're 7 years in the future talking through the internet to us here now?
Absolutely. And I don't know how I did this. Or what's going on, but unless you're having something today where you're doing some kind of retro show, but if you're not...
No, I'm not doing a retro show. This is live, I guarantee. It's live here now, and yet you're hearing it there, and you're saying you're in... You must be in 2008?
Yes.
Well,
yes, it's
quickly,
it's
while we have the connection...
Yes.
While we have the connection, it's very important that you tell us what's between now and 2008. That's a really cool date you're in there because you can sort of give us a brief history, or that is to say, from your point of view, history, but our point of view, a look ahead at what's going to happen. So tell me, between now and then, what roughly happens?
Well, I can tell you this. Bush is going to be president a second time.
Okay.
So we'll get that out of the way right now.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
mad cow, which seems to be quite a subject right now that you're going through, and I recall when it was.
We are, yes.
It's going to come and go. It's going to come in, and what you're going to find. I tell you what, I can't believe this. What's happened? But what's going to happen is you're going to find that like had happened in Europe, you're going to see beef consumption in the United States drop somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40%.
Oh my God!
And that's not going to be a result though of people actually getting sick. It's going to be the result of the perception. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Of course.
And we're going to see that they'll come around when the cases don't mount and when we don't see a death toll, and people are going to start eating beef again, and you're going to be able to have your steaks. Foot and mouth is going to be
for how long? Can you tell me this? For how long a period of time will I think that I shouldn't eat steak? Or a hamburger, or all these things that I love so much. How long will I be stuck in this quandary?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is really strange. You are going to refer to this conversation at some point in the future and say to hell with it. You're going to go ahead and have the beef.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, proceed with the rest of us. Anything else you can think of? Bush, that was important. Mad cow, that's perhaps important. You'll understand, though, if I doubt you and probably act on what I think at the time, which is what you just told me I would do, so I guess I did that. What else should we know? Are they turbulent times ahead, or is it going to be a cakewalk in the park?
You know, I wish I had some big news about some terrible things that were going to happen terrible disasters are going to happen.
Yes.
But I really don't have anything of that kind. It's going to be much different.
He's gone. He's gone. Now that, you can hear what's left there. That was, okay, I'm going to terminate the call. That was freaky. That really was freaky, wasn't it? That was freaky. How could he do that? I'm trying to think of how he possibly could have fooled us in some way with what he just did. It sounded like he did a digital fade. Or it was the real thing. 2008. Bush for a second time. You know what I'm most suspicious about? No bad news. There's always bad news. I mean, look at today, right? Look at today. Look at all the bad news we have today. I don't even want to run through it all. You know what it is, right? But here it is, the 23rd going into the 24th of March, and we have an awful lot of bad news. So unless the news gets good and gets good fast, I would say that one's a hard one to believe. All right, up into the east of the Rockies line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I was all right until this last call.
Calling from Lexington, 630 WLAP.
Yes, sir.
Also, you're in Louisville, 84 WHAS.
Oh, that's a monster signal.
Got two questions for you.
Sure.
The first one has to do with Bentwaters.
Oh, yes.
They said there was some airmen or some personnel missing. Did they ever find those people?
From, not as far as I know, no.
The second night, I think Larry Warren, Airman Larry Warren, said that there was some personnel missing.
Yeah, not as far as I know, I don't ever recall hearing that story followed up on and anybody saying they were found. So
I was just curious if they ever found the personnel. And I was just wondering if the personnel that went out there could have been associated with the entities that were there in the forest.
Of course they could have been.
But I mean,
if you come face to face with an entity in the forest, a creature, an alien, you're sure. There's
my angle is, I'm wondering if they weren't entities themselves that were planted on the base and went out.
Why do you imagine that? I mean, doesn't that take a gigantic leap?
No.
To imagine that? I mean, what evidence is there for that?
Well, it's just a theory. Just in case they infiltrated the personnel on the base, the security.
Well, I guess under the category of you can imagine anything in the entire world you want to imagine, you could imagine that the base personnel were actually aliens themselves. But it wouldn't be the first thing that I would leap to. I'm surprised you would. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Art Bell?
That's me.
Yeah, you know, I have a question that I would like to ask. Maybe someone in your audience has experienced this, the same thing. I've got these clouds that float around, and, like, there's a little light behind them. And,
a little light?
Yeah. There's,
The clouds that float around where? You mean in the sky?
Yeah, they're in the sky. They okay. They also come down, you know, like about 2 feet above the ground. They,
No, wait a minute. The clouds come down to 2 feet above ground?
Right, uh-huh.
And that's troublesome.
Yeah, I know. And
do they do this often?
Practically every day.
Are they the ones also with the lights behind them?
Yes.
Well, when they're down at the 2 foot level, it seems to me you could see what makes a light.
Well, that's what I know, but I can't.
Well, so in other words, all right, well, when they're down at 2 feet, are they glowing there?
Yes, they are, huh? And like they'll come right up, like to say your like ankle or calf.
Yeah.
And then they stop.
Well, I guess we could be thankful for that.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering if anyone else has experienced this, you know?
Boy, I sure never have.
And
I mean, you never know what's going to be out there in terms of people who have experienced mini glowing clouds. We'll ask.
Uh-huh. And that's not all of it either. They also come through the wall.
They come through the wall?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The clouds?
Yeah. And I'm not making this up, and I'm not, you know, drunk or I don't take drugs or anything. You know, I'm in a...
Nothing at all? Nothing?
No, it really does happen.
You're that pure? You don't even tip a little one every now and then?
Oh, well, maybe...
A glass of wine? Something?
You know, like on special occasion, but, you know...
But that's it?
Yeah.
Beyond that, you're completely...
You got it. Uh-huh. No, I don't do that.
Angelic, nearly.
Well, I would go that far, but... no, I don't really enjoy drinking that much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have no frame of reference for little cloud problems, but we'll toss it out to the audience and see who else has experience. How frequent is this phenomena?
I would say it happens probably 4 to 5 times a week.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know. It's
really
been going.
A lot. Are you in a specially cloudy area?
No, I'm not. I'm in the high desert.
You're in the high desert?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, we hardly have any clouds at all. Well, until this year.
Uh-huh.
All right. I appreciate it. Figures, a high desert. Anybody else out there with mini glowing cloud problems? At least it stops when it gets to you. That's something. On my Antichrist line, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Art.
Hello.
I didn't expect to get through.
Well, you're through.
I'm through.
Yes. Are you an Antichrist?
I am the... Well, I'm set up to be the Antichrist.
What does set up to be mean?
Well, all I can tell you my past. I can tell you the future. I'm not sure I can fit them both in.
Well, that's all right, I guess. We would like to hear about whatever you have to say, but what makes you believe that you are the Antichrist?
Well, I guess I just have to speak from personal experience. Back in 76 and 77, I predicted a number of things for the U.S. Domestically and foreign policy-wise and the world, which all came true. And
well, that doesn't make you the Antichrist. That just makes you precognitive.
Well, let me put it this way. There is only one. There's only one. It's Christ. It's Antichrist. And some people are going to recognize... I guess me to be either one or the other, but probably not. There's going to be a little bit of both. I can tell you what my future is going to be if you want to know what that's going to be about.
Are you telling me that you are the Antichrist and the Christ, one or the other, or both?
Both. Both.
You're both?
Well, I'm set up to be
that
way.
What kind of terrible life must you lead, being torn, almost a dual personality?
No, it isn't. No, a very pleasant one right now.
The Savior, the anti-Savior. You're going to end up ripping your own guts out.
No, well, I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to be tortured to death.
Are you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Do you know how? Do you know the manner of the torture?
Yeah. Sharp objects.
Pointy stuff?
Pointy stuff, yeah.
In our society today, where we argue about
happen.
How we're going to put people to death, you're going to be tortured with pointy stuff?
By sort of like biker guys. I may volunteer for it, or I may be forced
to
do it.
If you are the Antichrist,
yeah.
Then it's really going to be bikers that society is going to have to thank for poking you to death, yeah.
Well, I'm going to rise from the dead after that.
Damn.
Yeah, unfortunately for you.
Me, personally?
No, I'm not going to be that bad, I don't think.
It sounded that way. That sounded a lot like...
I don't mean you personally. No, I don't mean you personally at all. I'm not what I have to say about the future, which eventually I'm going to be...
Well, we don't have a lot of time, so you better spit it out, Mr. Whichever you are.
Okay, well it's going to be for everybody. I'm going to be on TV, hopefully, nationwide, maybe worldwide. I'm not sure. It's going to be a special presentation. It's going to require some magic, like moving mountains...
So you're going to move mountains to prove to the world on television that you're who you say you...
That I'm Christ,
might
or
be.
Antichrist, whatever. And yeah. Then I'm going to get a TV deal going.
A TV deal? I've got a break coming up. Do you want to hold on through the break?
Sure.
Okay, stay right there. Moving mountains, that'd be good. That'd get believers.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cause is right. To find an answer on the road. I used to be a heart beating for someone, but the times have changed. The less I say, the more my work gets done.
I got so stuck on this song when I first heard it. It's like I must have been out of the country when it became a hit. And it just rolls and rolls through your mind. It's one of those songs you get stuck on.
Call Art Bell in the Kingdom of Nye from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. And the wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295.
You know, just sort of a simple, silly love song that's nice and a happy song. I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM, and we are doing something special tonight. It's open lines all night long, except for two lines. Here are the rules for those stations joining at this hour. I have an Antichrist line open for those of you out there who believe you are the or a Antichrist. You see, that there could be many. So far, most calling have claimed to be the actual Antichrist himself. Although I have one on hold here who claims to be both the Savior and the Antichrist. He's not really sure. Anyway, the Antichrist line is area code 775-727-1222, the first-time caller line. Nobody else call that line but Antichrists. And we have a time traveler line open. And that's 775-727-1295. All others use the toll-free lines or the international line. If you're an international person. That's the deal. And other than that, it's open lines, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about and just do whatever you want to do. Believe me, this song will come and it will haunt you, and you'll hear it in your sleep until you're going out of your mind. All right. Here we go. Back into the night, and back to my caller who claims to be, it's kind of confusing actually, he thinks he's the Antichrist and the Savior, or possibly just one of the above, and he's not sure which. And I understand that's a dilemma that you could have. At any rate, you say you're going to be on TV, you're going to have some sort of TV time on a big network, and you are going to, you plan to move mountains, right, to...
Once if I can do it. It's all the will generated from this.
Oh, mountain moving is good, sir. It's really good.
I've seen it done once.
Mountain moving is really convincing. Almost any American person seeing somebody move a mountain would be...
Art, the will created by this torture to death.
You mean when they torture you to death with
right,
the sharp things?
The will within me created. I mean, it's something that I participate in. It's something my father participated in.
And you're not even really sure who your father is, are you?
Well, I know he's got the same name as I do.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, in terms of the big guy up there.
Yeah, he's not a heavenly father exactly. He's a pretty earthly guy, but very elegant. He approaches things with aplomb.
Elegant. Armani suits elegant.
Pardon me?
Armani suits type elegant?
He wore a suit while he was working, yeah.
Yeah.
I
have a feeling Daddy may be not who you hope it is.
He was an ordinary guy. He was a very honorable gentleman.
Was he?
But he's not anything like I am, but I'm going to be.
In other words, honorable. He keeps his deals and he expects those people
that's
that he deals with to keep their deals, right?
His word is his
bond.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I love him. I love him dearly.
Well, give me some quick idea of how long it could be before we could expect to see the mountain move.
Well, I don't know. Probably sometime this year, I think.
This year?
This year, possibly early next year.
I knew it was getting close.
Yeah.
Everybody out there knew it was getting close.
I don't count. That won't be the only thing, but I'm telling you, the will generated by this being tortured to death within me, the will I will have. I mean, I.
You got any idea what an entire set of really good Ginzu knives can do in skilled hands?
Huh? I don't want to think about it.
All right. Well, yeah, it's better you don't think about it. Anyway, that man was not sure whether he was the Antichrist or the Savior himself. He does say he's going to be tortured to death with sharp things, whatever. All right. Time Traveler Line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello.
You claim to be a time traveler.
Yes, I do. I have time traveled.
Okay, so in other words, you're in the here and now, presently.
Yes, I'm here now. I time traveled back to 1987, where I actually have...
That was actually a pretty good year.
Yeah, that was a good year. I have some proof of the matter. There is a Pink Floyd album called Momentary Lapse of Reason.
Yeah.
And there's a photograph of me in that album.
Of you?
Yes. The song is called Yet Another Movie.
Well, but how could we know that it was you of, what did you say, 87, right?
Yes.
How would we know that was you of 87? Well, I guess it would.
Well, the way it works is your body doesn't actually time travel. Your mind does.
Well, then how would they take a picture of your mind?
They didn't take a picture of my mind. They took a picture of myself when I was in 1987.
Then you were able to physically manifest yourself in 1987, and they couldn't have taken the picture, right?
That is correct. I have a computer in my brain.
Cool. A Pentium?
No, I actually don't know what it is.
Oh,
I
you don't have a Mac up there, do you?
No, I have a some kind of computer implant. I had a.
So I suppose when you finally do die, it's going to be the blue screen of death, and you're gone, right?
I don't think so. Actually, I'm being very serious. I'm trying.
I know you are. I'm
trying to
giving you trouble. I'm sorry. Go right ahead. You have a computer in your brain.
Yes. I am in contact with the future right now. They communicate with me through this computer telepathically and psychically.
To as far out as what year?
From what I've been told, 2050.
All right. It's obviously going to be important to all of us to know what's coming between now and 2050. Any little shred of anything you can give us?
I can tell you this. That right now, aliens live in us, in every single person on this planet, and no one is aware of it.
You mean every one of us are, in effect, possessed?
If you want to call it that. It's not something that you can notice.
If they're in us,
That's what I call it, too. They possess us.
You know what? If this were real, now here's the only problem I've got. If what you're telling me would be real, I mean, I've seen Star Trek. I've seen Kirk get thrown on the floor, tortured, when he would do the kind of thing that you and I are doing right now. If aliens were actually in each one of us, then my talking about this on the air openly with you would cause me to go thrashing around on the floor in pain, holding my head, screaming, and or same for you.
Yes, it's not something that we notice, though. They don't have physical form. They are some kind of something else, but they don't have physical form, and they possess us this way. Right now, in the world today, nobody is aware of it. I am aware of it because I have a computer in my brain. The computer was put in my brain in 1992 through an MRI scan.
Why you?
Well, I've been... Since late March of 1999, I've been in a psychic battle for, it's almost 2 years now. They tell me that I'm the Hopi prophet. And
so you're fighting the computer, in essence? Is that
no,
right?
No, there's two sides. It's like the future is playing a game, so to speak.
Well, all this aside, and I wish you luck in your battle, it is important to us to know what's coming, if you can give us any shreds of info on it.
Let me tell you this, that in the future, everybody knows that there's aliens. You supposedly have a choice whether they can live in you or not.
In other words, we are the aliens.
No. Well, you know, we're all aliens.
Yep.
I mean, just look at this tiny little speck that we call Earth that we're on.
No, but I think the most important thing you said is that aliens are already here. They're in every one of us. So in effect, we are the aliens.
Yes.
The entire world has been possessed.
Yeah.
Well, here's the part I don't get. The world right now is really, really screwed up. So if the aliens are in all of us, they're really misbehaving. And they began about 30 years ago. So none of this is our fault. It's their fault.
They are.
All right, sir.
They operate on a higher mind level. They operate in an abstract world.
Yeah, but they're acting like social gorillas.
They are. They're bad. They've been possessing me. I've got lumps on the sides of my head.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, they're in me right now.
Yeah.
They communicate with me. They have my body split in half. The left side of my body is false. The right side is true. And they tap little sections of my body. That's another way that they communicate with me.
I've seen guys like you at football games.
Really?
Yeah, in the crowd. Half of them is, well, anyway. Listen, thank you very much for the call. I almost don't know how to deal with that. God, no. What are you going to do? There's another new concept for you. Do you ever consider that not only are the aliens here, but they're in every single one of us? That would account for a lot, wouldn't it? We are all aliens. We have been long since possessed. And if we can use the mark of social behavior as a moment when it occurred, it was about 30-some-odd years ago. God, that sure would answer a lot of questions. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, hey, Art, how you doing tonight?
Fine.
Okay, what the
turn your radio off, please. And
I'm hitting it now. I'm hitting the remote.
That's number one. And number two is talk real loud because you're weak.
Oh, am I weak? Should I change phones?
No, we'll hang out with this one. Okay. What's up?
I just wanted to ask you, what do you think of the Academy Awards?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't care about that stuff?
I think Brockovich is probably going to win.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was an incredible, incredible movie.
Really?
Yeah, that's my take, yeah.
I kind of like the Cameron Crowe film myself, Almost Famous, or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, for me, it's Brockovich. God, she did a job. Didn't she do a job on that movie? First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. This is the Antichrist line. I slip. Are you an Antichrist?
Yes. I am one of the...
Even Antichrists must turn their radios off.
My radio is off.
Then turn off your television. Really? Then turn off those continuing instructions from your master.
Is this the Antichrist line or the line for
it's the Antichrist.
Delusional schizophrenic?
Yes, 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 it is.
I'm sorry, but we have a different way of thinking than some of you humans. There are many of us Antichrists. We're part of a collective. We're part of a quadrumvirate. The kingdom of hell.
Boy, you sure sound like the real McCoy to me. I don't even like your laugh.
Would you like to know?
Well, I'd like you to turn down the instructions from your master in the background.
Okay, that's in the other room. One moment.
All right, yes. It's very important. I can't concentrate. Really can't concentrate. This fellow, though, sounds... I don't know. Sounds pretty good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, first off, we don't use the term Antichrist.
Yeah, I can understand you wouldn't think of yourself that way any more than a trash collector. You know, trash collector likes to be known as a WADA, some sort of sanitation engineer.
Correct.
So what do you call yourself?
We don't use a lot of words that you humans use, like good and evil.
Yeah.
I
can understand that.
Yes, we're sons of Lucifer. We're sons and daughters of Lucifer. We're all over the place. We, instead of evil, we look at good and evil like, say, dark and light, or the positive and negative poles of electricity of a battery.
Yeah, but being one of the Antichrists, wouldn't you naturally be more of a negative force than you would positive?
Well, negative is a moot point with us.
I don't know.
I
can understand. In other words,
to the beauty.
To you, it might be a moot point, but to the people who experience your workings, it doesn't feel that way at all.
Oh, those are the people in the lower hell realms.
That would be all of us.
Full of a lot of shenanigans and disassociated spirits.
You're trying to suggest you're above all that.
We have a mission, and
what is it?
It is to bring you closer to our Father, to bring Him love, and to bring you pleasure, and to draw you into our world.
Pleasure.
Because He is the God of this world, and those of you who don't want to accept us will go off with that other...
All right, here's the thing that I think stops a lot of people who are listening right now from coming over to your side.
Yeah.
You know, the pleasure part, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. But there's this story going around up here that, you know, a lot of people who do this sort of thing end up, in the end, with their soul in the hot, fiery place getting tortured. You know, there's that story going around up here. Now, if that's wrong, you should correct our impressions.
Well, no, it's pain and suffering that gives us wisdom, that teaches us the lessons, and then we find the pleasure in it. It's easy, complacent life that keeps people living like cows.
It is the pleasure in the pain that people have to understand before they can want what you have to give, right?
Yes.
I think I've got it.
We come from a place you might call another dimension. We call it the void. And it's everywhere.
And as in null and void?
Art, I can't...
You know, you really have a rotten laugh. Has anybody ever told you that?
I've been told by some I have a wonderful laugh, a very endearing, sometimes...
Captivating,
laugh.
Possibly.
Well,
I don't know.
All right.
Yes?
I've got work to do, and I thank you for having me on your show.
By the way, this is
the first time I've tried calling.
There's so much good out there to crush in so little time, huh?
Oh, it'll come over to our side, and the rest of the sheep will just drift off.
Sheep are in the news, you know.
Oh, yes, and they're mad.
Oh, God. Goodbye. Oh, my God. All right, there you have an example of the Antichrist line. And the other line we're holding open, of course, is the Time Traveler's line. And the other lines are all open. Oh, don't forget the International line. Huh? International line. Check out my website. You'll see the numbers you can dial and then dial the international line, which now is open all the time. I know if you've been discouraged in the past, don't be discouraged. Call 800-893-0903 from anywhere in the world. Get the prefix off our website and give it a shot. 800-893-0903. All right, open lines continue for a Friday night, Saturday morning. Good morning. I am Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man, saw him on the fiddle and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle is gold."
Want to take a ride? Call Art Bell from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. The wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295. And to call Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell from the Kingdom of Nine.
Reminding you that there are a number of things on the website tonight that will make you laugh, that you will enjoy. Interesting things, spectacular shuttle launch pictures, some very weird ads, all kinds of funny photos. This is all new tonight. Funny headlines and classifieds that have run. And if you thought all of the mirror came down in the ocean, as depicted by the incredible footage that was fortunately caught on Fiji by CNN, you got to admit, they did a whale of a job on that. Boy, that was incredible, wasn't it? All of that's up on the website right now. There was some mirror stuff that, as you see this photograph, will be obvious to you, fell not in the ocean but elsewhere. See if you can identify the location. Tonight we are doing two special lines. This is very important. These are rules for tonight. Extremely important. The first-time caller line is reserved only for those who claim to be the Antichrist, or one of his minions, I suppose. The wildcard line is reserved for time travelers only. And obviously, if time travel is ever going to be a reality, there are, in fact, time travelers now. So anyone claiming to be and having info for us, which so far has been very interesting, I must say, those of you who joined the second hour really missed a good call in the first hour. It was a time traveler from 7 years in the future. And if you have a recording of that, I would love to play that back. That was the daggondest thing you've ever heard, the way he faded out. He couldn't believe he was in. He was on a computer, he said, on the internet, 8 years in the future, and he just, in the coolest way I've ever heard, faded away. And we've had several extremely interesting Antichrist types. So who knows what the night holds ahead. You know, I cannot recall a time when the headlines have been worse. This mad cow disease thing is just, it's unbelievable. Here's a headline from, what is this, anyway? Let's see. I've got to be, USAtoday.com. McDonald's issues warning. Sales hurt by mad cow. They're blaming that sales are hurting here because of the scare in Europe. Or maybe just because of the scare in Europe, they're European McDonald's. I don't know. And I've got, here's one, case studies in primary care. First case of new variant of mad cow disease. Foot and mouth disease hits Saudi Arabia. Foot and mouth is raging across Europe. This is unbelievable. What's going on is unbelievable. Along with my program tonight. On the Antichrist line, you are on the air. Hello.
I am the foot stomp at night.
You are?
Yes. You must kill me.
Well,
before the year 2004.
Between,
or it starts.
Or what starts?
The end of all you.
The end of the world as we know, the end of all people?
All people.
Or just me? You say,
all people.
All people. That's very serious. And the only way to stop it is to...
I must be killed. I cannot kill myself. I have tried.
Too bad.
The rope has broke.
You mean you tried to hang yourself by the neck until dead?
I cannot do it.
And the rope broke?
The rope breaks.
That's really, really depressing. So, and no doubt, you probably, there's no other way to kill yourself. Stepping in front of an 18-wheeler, fire, all the usual things
in
my kitchen.
I'm killed by one of you.
By a human.
Yes.
Put it that way. Do you know yourself to be the Antichrist?
Yes, I do.
You do. And
when I try to do good, it hurts physically. When I do bad, it does not hurt physically.
That could be a sign. That could be a sign. How long have you been this way?
Since 1979.
So, and how old are you, roughly? In
I will not say.
You won't say.
But I must be killed.
Yeah, I got that.
I cannot tell somebody to kill me. They must know right away. Some of them do. They don't have the guts to do it.
You mean a lot of people, when they look in your eyes or look at you, they know right away who you are?
They know right away.
What gives it away? Is it your eyes?
It's an aura I give off.
An aura? You know what? Actually, you've got a point there, because I can feel the aura here on the phone. And
give off an aura?
Yeah, you do. You do.
Whether I'm shopping for groceries or cashing a check, they know.
Yeah, I bet they do.
If I'm standing behind you, you know. You will look at me.
Clerks, they probably give you your change, get you the hell out of there quick.
You will turn around and look at me at least once, guaranteed. But you guys don't have the guts to do it. You guys must put me down. You have till 2004 to do it. If not, get ready.
There's no telling where you're calling from either, huh?
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, the repercussions are for every single person on the planet. Is that right?
Say again?
If we don't get you, the repercussions are for every single person on the planet.
It'll start out. The food supply will go down first, I will say that. And that's all I will say. The food supply will dwindle down.
Really going out on a broken rope there, huh?
Food supply goes first, people. That'll be the first warning.
Food supply.
2004.
Right. I got it. All right, thank you. Really going out on a broken rope there, buddy. Listening to all the news of this disease. All this horrid stuff coming our way. This has been the most pathetic time for headlines that I've seen since the concern about Y2K. Trouble was with Y2K was just a worry about what might happen. Didn't happen. Now it's happening. The headlines are about what's happening. On my time traveler line, you are on the air.
Hi, Art.
Yes, hello.
Hi, I'm Jason. I'm in Tampa, Florida. I'm actually on vacation here from the year 2008. And I've got some information for you.
All right. On vacation from 2008.
Yep.
Well, let's begin with this. When was time travel invented? I'm really curious about that.
Well, actually, you know, within the next couple of years, some serious advances in nanotechnology comes along.
I thought so.
That allows us to basically reprogram atomic structures. And I'm not too familiar with the science of it, but you know how you get the general gist of things.
I do. I mean, obviously you're using it almost as some of us would use a 747 to go to New York or something. You said you were on vacation, so that implies that, well, it's a recreational kind of thing, so it's very common by 2008, right?
Right, right. Basically, from what I understand of this, is it reprograms your whole genetic and atomic structure through shifting the fundamental frequency of your atomic structure so that you go back in time. And you can shift back by taking this little pill that activates some of these little nanotechnology things in you.
You mean it's a pill you can take?
It's a pill you can take to get back.
Well, obvious, son of a gun. That certainly is one possible way that time travel could occur. You would take a pill, nanotechnology would go to work and do whatever it does. It would allow you to shift in time. Brilliant.
Right.
Absolutely brilliant. I never thought of that one. But anyway, it's important for people to know what might happen in the fairly near future. We've got a lot of worrisome headlines in this time right now.
Oh, yes, we do.
What's a coming?
Well, I wish I could give you good news, and unfortunately, I can't give you all great news, but it's not absolutely terrible either.
Well, give me whatever shred of good news there is first.
Okay, well, some of the good news is actually comes out of the bad news.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some significant problems with energy. You're hearing about it right now. This is just the beginning.
Well, that figures.
The entire country is going to have rolling blackouts.
The entire U.S.?
The entire U.S.
Wow.
It'll happen within about 8 months.
8 months.
Mm-hmm. When that happens, there will be major pushes with legislators in Washington to develop alternate energy sources so that we're not so dependent on foreign energy sources.
So you're telling me there's hope for idiots.
Yeah. Well, you know, what ends up happening is it takes a lot of major problems for any change to be made because everybody's making money how it is right now. And the whole bottom out of that market's just going to drop out. Nobody will make money from it, so they'll change it.
You're right. Once the money dries up, they will go somewhere else. There's no question about it. Well, that's good to hear, but unfortunately, apparently there's going to be a very great deal of pain before that occurs. As you mentioned, the entire country blacking out for long periods?
I wouldn't say long periods, up to half an hour at a time.
Oh, well, that's not even as bad as they've had in California so far.
They've managed to get it pretty stable for a while. But here's the interesting thing that's going to come out about California and the blackouts.
Sure.
Most of that whole problem was engineered due to the deregulation out there.
Yes.
The distributors of energy are separate from the people who actually make the energy. The distributors aren't allowed to charge anything over a certain rate for their power, and the actual makers of energy can charge whatever they want. Well, they've been instructed by the federal government to raise their rates so high that the distributors of the electricity can't possibly pay it. They'll go bankrupt.
I can imagine the masses going berserk and literally like having war crimes trials except for, you know, electric company executives. And probably only suitable thing would be electrocution for them in the end.
Well, the interesting thing here is that the electric companies actually stand up and go, no, it wasn't us. It was the federal government. They told us to do this.
So they're gonna just shift blame. Probably you're going to have in Congress, it was like tobacco, you have about seven of the biggest electric company executives in America lined up before Congress. Each one would say it was some arm of the federal government.
Well, let me just say this. Bill Clinton will go to prison over this.
Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton will go to prison over this.
Aren't the troubles for him ever going to be? Apparently not.
No, they're just going to get worse.
Uh-huh.
He's done a lot of things in his term in office that come out over the next few years, and he's going to go to prison.
Yeah, the thing about Bill Clinton is he's still pretty young, so obviously he is going to be around for some years of suffering.
Oh, yeah.
He thought he was going to really have it good when he became an ex-president, and it hasn't been really good for him at all, and you're telling me that according to our future, it's going to get even harder on him.
Oh, yes, much.
Mm-hmm. Well.
But all these problems are going to be dwarfed by an even larger problem.
Wait, oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
It turns out that approximately 90% of the world's population, especially those in industrialized countries, is infected with some form or variant of mad cow.
Damn.
Through every product we use that has animal fillers in it, everything from Jell-O to toothpaste, so on and so forth.
Even a lot of the vegetarians, if what you say is true, wouldn't escape.
That's right. That's right.
Boy, would they be ticked off.
Oh, yeah.
Eating vegetables all that time, and oh, would they be angry.
The interesting thing is we all expect that a good 90% of the population won't be around within 40 years because of the incubation period for it.
Whew.
But nothing has really happened. People haven't changed their lives or anything. There was a little bit of panic, but everybody just kind of went, oh, well, here it comes, so let's just live our lives.
Well, hey, listen, thanks for the really jolly news from 2008. Obviously, you made it, so there's a little bit of hope. Might have to be like winning the lottery, but somebody got through.
Great.
Ta-ta there, Jason.
All right, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, that was a cheery call. This mad cow thing, this hoof and mouth thing, that's all it is now. Hoof and mouth spreading at unbelievable rates in Europe. And mad cow, like it's charging our shores, if not already here. I still want to know how we went from, you know, kind of genuinely happy people just a few months ago. Don't you remember? Stock market was way up there. Troubles were few. The biggest fight we had was how we were going to spend our extra money. Then away goes the market. And, well, I don't have to detail it for you. Straight downhill. How quickly they fall, huh? East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, I have to turn off my radio.
That's true. Remember that. I have it close by because I just come to you blindly and boom, you're on the air. And so you got to turn it down.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I called to ask you if you have ever heard of a song by the Alan Parsons Project.
Well, I know the Allens.
It's a song.
What is it?
It's something. The title is something like "Some Other Place, Some Other Time."
Oh, see, you're gonna try. No.
And it talks about, could it be that somebody else is looking into my mind, some other place, somewhere, time. It's a really cool song.
So you're saying it would really fit with some of the calls we're getting.
Exactly.
Well, what did you think of the guy who said that we all have been possessed or aliens are in all of us and have been for some time? That's something to think about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I don't know. It kind of goes along with some other things that I've read on the Internet. Kind of similar.
Oh, absolutely. It goes along with a lot of what's on the Internet.
Yeah, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility. We're not us all the way, you know, or we might not be.
Well, you remember, did you ever see the movie The Matrix?
No.
No. Oh, well, it postulated a complete false reality going on for everybody. And the idea was to break through the Matrix to the reality, which, frankly, was kind of depressing.
That's so much like now. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's what people are talking about now, really doing.
Now, I have an Antichrist line open. Would it bother you to know that it's ringing off the hook? I mean, doesn't that alone suggest something about society?
In a way, but then in another way, I think a lot of people just like the attention.
Well, maybe.
I mean, some of these guys don't have a clue. You know, like that guy who called up and said he wasn't sure which thing he was.
But listen, that's not so far out. I'm sorry to tell you. It is said that the Antichrist will not be aware exactly of what he is. He might think of himself as a savior. It's not so outlandish.
It sounds
crazy. Sorry to say.
Well, you never know, I guess.
Well, that's just it. You never know. All right. Well, listen, thank you. You're a sweetheart for calling.
Okay. Well, take care.
Right, take care. Right. On our international line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi. Turn your computer off, please. I'm going to presume you're on a computer. Okay. Yep. Just turn the audio down and tell me where you're calling from.
I am calling from somewhere in Nebraska.
How did you get on my international line?
I called it on a cell phone.
You called the international line on a cell phone from Nebraska?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be possible.
I did.
Well, in that case, I don't know how you did that, but you earned getting on, so go ahead.
Yeah, I have comments about that alien thing.
Yes. You mean the aliens being in all of us?
Yeah, I was listening to that.
Yes.
And right at the end, I got strange deja vu that I've had a dream about that before.
That you are an alien, or that one's in you?
Yeah, just some of the stuff that he said, I just had it. It just occurred to me that I had a dream about that before.
Well, that doesn't, just because you had a dream doesn't make it so.
I know, I just thought that that was pretty weird, that the exact same thing that he was talking about, I've had a dream about that before.
Well, then are you saying that you believe there could well be one inside of you?
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that...
Well, if you're not saying that, then what are you saying? Just that you had a dream.
Yeah.
You must obviously suspect there's one in you, or you wouldn't be saying this.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Does it ever talk to you?
No.
Does it ever put thoughts in your head?
Yeah, sometimes we argue back and forth.
Oh, you argue?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff? I mean, what sort of things do you argue about? Do you argue about simple things or points of morality or ethics or what kind of things in your life do you argue about?
Just about what to do in certain situations.
For example, give me an example.
Let's see here.
Just one example will be all right.
Yeah. I don't know. It will tell me not to go to school on some days.
It tells you not to go to school on some days.
Yeah.
While you, on the other hand, are saying, no, I want to go to school. I need an education.
Yeah, I got to go to school.
But and then it makes an argument in the other direction, right? Saying what?
There's no point into it because the world's coming to an end soon.
And so it'd be just more fun doing whatever you feel like doing, right?
Yeah, but it's not so much that I don't need an education because it's not going to matter because the world's just going to come to an end.
I understand. Believe me. Oh, back to the Mountain Movers. So it's Friday night, Saturday morning. Good morning. The mountains high and the valley so deep.
Take a ride.
Call Art Bell from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies at 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at area code 775-727-1222 or call the wildcard line at 775-727-1295.
Morning, everybody. We're doing open lines. We're doing the Antichrist line. That's on the first-time caller line only, and we're doing time travelers on the wild card line. Everything else is totally open lines, a new religion that'll bring you to your knees. It's that kind of a night, a black velvet kind of night. We do. On my Antichrist line, you are on the air. Good evening. Morning.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm all right. What a voice you have.
Why, thank you.
You obviously are claiming to be the Antichrist?
That I claim.
You know you're the Antichrist?
I've been told.
By others? You
yeah.
know what? That's actually even worse.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, if others are telling you you're the Antichrist, whew, no one's ever said that to me. They've said a lot about me, but they haven't said that. So, what is it about you that makes people say that when they either look at you or they're near you or whatever?
Well, I have some I have a message that I need to give to your audience, if that's all right.
That's what we're here for.
Okay, well, the main thing I need to say is that there is no continuance after life.
In other
words, you die, you are dead.
Lights out.
That's it. Worms in, worms out.
Worms in, worms out.
Yes.
That's why a lot of us choose a quick fire end for the physical body. But you're saying it's the big sleep.
That's it. It's the true message of the true Antichrist. You know what?
That wouldn't be all that bad. You know, so you probably think you're putting the fear of something or another into us.
No, I personally don't think
it would be that bad. Sleep is a nice thing. When you're asleep, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Really? So,
sure.
You know, if it's the big blackness, then so be it. You know, came from, went back to.
And I have something else about the bloodline.
You're going to shake me up with that, didn't you? All right, so what about the bloodline?
Well, the true bloodline of the lineage of the Antichrist and all his predecessors is from a tribe in Israel. And this tribe is described in the book of Judges in the last three chapters, chapters 19, 20, and 21. And any of your listeners can go and read that if they wish.
Well, as a layman, then, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is there only one true Antichrist, you, or are there...
At a time.
At any given time?
At a time, yes, there's only one.
So then even the Antichrist has a certain reign, and then it's worms are in, worms are out?
Exactly.
Some justice in that. So how do you feel about the fact that even you, as the Antichrist, will face the ultimate zero?
Well, I'm really not moved by it either way.
You too, huh?
Yes.
Well, you're going to bother an awful lot of people with what you just said. I suppose you know that.
With which, the bloodline or the other?
They don't care about the bloodline. But this, zero when you pass on thing, that's going to bother a lot of people. You know that.
I'm just trying to...
pass on the news.
That's about it.
Well, that's why I'm here with a big forum, for people like you to pass on stuff like that. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. Great. Okay. Let's take a break and go over here and take a call. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, Art?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Connor in Strongsville, Ohio, outside of Cleveland.
So how's Ohio this morning?
It's doing very nice, very nice.
Yes.
Cool. I'm listening on WTAM.
Big one, yes.
Yes. I was calling in to say, I give you some mad props for listening to some of these people.
You're what?
Giving you some very good praise listening to some of these people. They're dealing with them very well. And I'd also propose a question asking, you know, I was wondering if all these people are calling from time traveling. You seem to be a big fan of time travel, so why haven't you called yourself back?
You know, that's a pretty good question. I suppose my answer would be a little flip. I'd probably say, looking at the way my lines ring, I probably couldn't get through. Well, I'm serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really am serious. Although I can imagine that if I were, you can bet that if I traveled in time,
mm-hmm.
back within, say, the years that I've been on the air, or forward to whatever years I have left to be on the air,
mm-hmm.
I sure as hell would want to call my show. Except, well, I suppose that people would, they'd really doubt me, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I mean, I'm waiting, you know, to maybe hear, like, someone I know, or imagine hearing yourself on the radio, you know, 12 years in the future, or whenever someone's calling, you're, you know, a young kid or something, hearing yourself on the radio.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of weird.
It would.
Yeah.
Now, I have old tapes of myself when I was a virtual youngster on the radio, because I've been on the radio all my life.
Yeah.
That's kind of like time travel. Really.
Wow.
Makes me sick to listen to myself back then.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to pose a question. And can I say something to some people here in Strongsville?
In Strongsville?
Yeah, outside, it's my where I live.
Well, if it's a general sort of thing.
Yeah, I just want to say vote Connor for senior class president, since I'm running, and so I just want to say that to anyone who's listening.
You called me up to give a you're running for class president?
No, yes.
Senior class president, or no, somebody else is.
No, that's me.
That's you?
Yeah, so I called you up to propose the time.
You're giving
question.
Yourself a plug for senior class president on a national radio program.
Yeah.
I saw a movie. Did you see that movie? About the girl who was running for, I think it was senior class president, matter of fact. There's a whole movie about it. They were sabotaging each other, and oh, it was vicious.
No, I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, well, I can't think of the name of it offhand. Somebody will come up with it.
Okay. Well,
you should watch it. It'll help you with tactics. Well, what are you promising? What's your platform?
My platform?
Yep.
I'm trying to give back to the senior class of Strongsville.
Less homework?
You know, give back to the students. You know, there are some things that maybe they are not happy with at the school.
It was called Election, by the way. The movie was simply called Election, so you're going to want to see that as soon as you can.
Oh, wow. I'll have to write it.
Anyway, you're going to give back what?
Whatever the students need to talk to me about. I mean, if they need to talk to me about something, you know.
If you are elected, do you have power to help them?
Some power. I mean, that's another thing I want to work on. I want to make the student government at Strongsville High School more powerful. So, because it's rough tumble to deal with, but I'm running and staying strong in the election, so it should be a pretty good race.
What makes you want to get involved in politics? That really is what it is. It's politics, you know.
Well, the main reason I want to get involved in politics is because I, basically care for the people in my school, and that's not just a crap answer. I mean,
yeah, but really, it sounds like a crap answer. You've got to come up with a new way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Clinton had what? I feel your pain.
I don't even want to come up with a slogan. I mean, I have lots of friends and I care for them.
You've got to have slogans.
Well, I have a couple slogans I put as jokes on campaign signs.
Like what?
Don't believe all the rumors. Vote for Connor.
Hey, that's good. That's good. The pictures weren't of me. Vote for Connor.
that's a pretty good one.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and be sure and see the movie Election. On my time traveler line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes, hello.
I'm going to step outside with the dogs off so I can speak a little louder.
All right. Thank you for that.
And, Art, I do listen to you mainly on KDON 720, and that's a station you know quite well.
Of course I know KDWN. 50,000 watts, 720 Las Vegas, where my butt sat for about a decade.
And KFI 640, I'm an L.A. guy, but Also, 1560. You know that station, KNZR?
Yeah,
Bakersfield?
It's from Bakersfield, obviously. Big signal, 10,000 watts, but it goes north and south like a bandit.
And they replay you. They're very, very nice. Weekdays from 12 to 3, so I'll be on.
You know, I heard that. I heard they were doing that, putting us on in the afternoon.
Absolutely.
How does it? I'm curious, how does it play in the afternoon? In the middle of the day, you wouldn't think a program like this would play because it just belongs at night, but they're doing it with success, I guess, huh?
Well, I've been listening. I did miss last night, so I caught it. A lot of it between 12 noon and 3.
Well, listen, do you obviously must claim, you know, I hear the dog, you must claim to be the Antichrist.
Absolutely not.
Well, then why are you on this? Oh, I'm sorry, time traveler. Oh,
I'm just
my
a
fault.
Medical doctor, a scientist, a lover of dogs.
You're a medical doctor?
Yes, sir.
Who has traveled in time?
I've traveled, yes. And my time travel is a spatial time disruption, a real one. And it may seem kind of small, but to me quite profound. It occurred several years ago. I was in Pahrump. I had purchased an additional automobile which needed a smog in California, and I hired a friend to drive that car, and I drove a Thunderbird.
I'm just interrupting you. That dog sounds like it's going to rip your leg off.
Oh, no. They're just playing. They're Sharpays. In fact, three of them were born in Pahrump. Pahrump, Nevada.
Yeah,
this story relates to Pahrump because...
I got that.
I was in an ongoing struggle with the sheriff's department, in the county of Nye. So
yeah, they don't have a real good sense of humor about a lot of things out here. You know, they run a very tight ship.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Too tight sometimes, but...
Well, that's how our streets are clean. It used to be that way in Las Vegas, you know. When you come out to Pahrump and mess around... Boy, that dog sounds mean. When you come out here and mess around, they're on you like flies on, you know.
Yes, I'll agree with that. And, Art, I was returning back. I was driving my friend back, and I decided to stop at Immigrant's Pass. That's near Tecopa Hot Springs coming into Nevada. And I was going to pick some decorative rocks. Some large ones I couldn't lift a single person. And at that particular location, which you might be familiar with.
I know, yeah, you can't miss it. The turnoff is right as you're going to Las Vegas. So, yes, I know where it is.
And this is a strategic area. There were always lights up there. Always, at night, when I would look at the stars, also pick rocks. I would see lights would appear up over the mountain, a little like some type of craft. Anyway, that particular night, nothing. Darkness. However, what happened was I was coming back into Nevada, and I did have some, I had some money with me that I did not want to bring in for whatever reason. So I decided to...
To Nevada?
It.
You
yes.
mean, why would you have money you wouldn't want to bring into Nevada?
Well, it's let's
a,
just say
the reason we welcome
I'm using
people
the
here.
Word money, and let's say it might have been something else.
It's the reason we welcome people... Oh.
Yeah, let's say it might have been contraband.
Oh, something that would be as good as money? Could we put it that way?
Yes.
I think I understand.
Yes.
All right, you were
smuggling. Worth more than gold.
Yeah, okay. More than gold. All right, I know what it is.
Now, I had decided to stash it, and I had, on the side of the road, I stood for about 5 minutes talking in a loud voice to my friend, discussing things that had happened, and I took note of all the landmarks. In fact, I remember the Thunderbird was about 4 feet from the rear of the wheel, about 3 feet in. There was a glass bottle, which was unmovable, was about halfway sticking out from the dirt. There were many landmarks. I absolutely memorized where this was. I stashed the items, and when we get in the car, we're going to go to Pahrump. I give a countdown because he was driving a little bit slow. I knew the road. I was gonna show off and drive really fast. So I gave a countdown. I said 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. I start the car. There's rocks coming up, making noise. I knew the car was moving. The car moved about 3 to 4 yards. We're accelerating, and all of a sudden, the car just turned off. But more than just turning off. I estimate I should have at least coasted another 5, 6, 7, 8 yards.
Yes.
However, I only coasted 2 or 3 yards. There seemed to be a force pushing me backwards.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, I felt this sensation. You know, when ever you've been on a swing, you know how you hit the high point of a swing, all of a sudden you get like a queasy little sensation in your stomach?
Oh, yes.
I felt that sensation. It wasn't unpleasant, but I also felt that something was happening. And I remember thinking at the time, not out loud, my friend, he was, he did have some CIA-type work. He suffered one head wound to many. A nice guy, but, I mean, not particularly sharp. And I was thinking, of all the people I have with me at this time, I've got him with. Anyway, what happened was the car stops. I estimate I maybe proceeded about 6 inches net distance gained. I tried to start it. The car would not start. So this, to make a long story short,
thank you.
It went on for hours. The car did not stop. Finally, I was going to turn the car around, roll it down the hill to Tecopa Hot Springs, where I had a base.
Yeah.
I decided I'm going to take the goods that I had stashed. I go to find them. Remember, this is only about 3 to 4 yards away. I knew the exact location. I had a big flashlight. There were landmarks. I look for it, and I can't. There's the landmarks. Nothing is there.
Your
nothing.
Stash is gone.
Not the stash, no. The landmark. Everything was different. I kicked up every rock. I went up and down hundreds of feet, back and forth.
So, in other words, you are actually in a totally different physical place. So, your stash.
You jumped ahead. You are sharp because.
All right, so your stash effectively is gone. Actually, you're gone from your stash, is more like it, right?
About 4 to 5 days later, I come back.
Yeah.
And I could not figure out what happened. And by the way, at one point I asked my friend the time, and he had the time. Now, I was paying him by the hour, and I'm very accurate with the time.
Yes.
And he told me a time that was approximately an hour and 20 minutes later than it should have been.
So, in other words, there's time that just...
Yes, time, all right, so you did
travel in time. Now, but there is one important question I do have to ask. I don't want to really get too personal, but it's imperative.
I know what you're going to ask.
Yeah, sure. Were you sampling your stash?
Yes. Yes.
See, I knew
it. I'm honest, Art.
I knew it. Well, I appreciate your honesty.
And I did come back 4 to 5 days later, and check this out. I figure, what happened? I mean, I looked everywhere. This was close. I had landmarks. And I go down the road, and then, sure enough, I stop, and I say, here's the landmarks. There's the bush, the big bush. There's the bent twigs that I bent.
Yep.
There's the rock. I look down. There's the bottle sticking up. There's the big rock. There's the second rock. Then there's the third rock. I kick over the third rock. There's my stash.
I got you.
It must have been about 3/4 to 1/2 mile. I was in a different location.
Well, you realize that for a lot of the audience, your story is tainted by your admission of dipping into the stash.
I realized that when I gave the answer, but I want to be honest. This is a true story.
Then, too, you have a sort of a New York accent. And I must tell you that our sheriff here, in fact, you already know, I'm sure, makes those dogs I'm hearing in the background sound like my cats. Yeah. So you watch yourself there, the time traveler. I do appreciate his honesty, though. I definitely do. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello, Art.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I'm determining that as we go.
Okay. Calling from Pennsylvania. My name's Steve. I usually listen to you on WPHT.
Yes, in Philadelphia.
Yes, I had a question about a show that was on the other night.
Okay.
I believe it was Dr. Thompson.
Yes, oh yes.
He mentioned that there were only 3 times in history that the planets were in total alignment. And one, he said, was during...
Well, he said not one of those times was there precise alignment,
right.
But he said there were obviously 3 times when it came really, really close, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said one was the Great Flood, I believe.
Yes.
But I never caught the other two. Did he say what they were?
Yeah, I caught one of them.
Uh huh.
It was March 25th of 2001.
Okay. And anything significant?
Do you know when that is?
The date that the satellite went down.
No.
No.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever hear any more information about the night the satellite went down? The satellite feed?
Actually, I'm kidding you. I really don't remember the other two myself. No. You know, the satellite feed, Well, no. We have only a couple of people who are claiming credit for having done it. Let me put it that way to you. Uh-huh. Both of them claim to be from three-letter agencies. How would that make you feel if you were me?
Very scary.
Yeah.
And one other thing I thought I'd mention.
Well, you'll have to hold on, all right?
Okay, sure.
Stand by.
Very old friend came by today, because he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found, and the reasoning of his way to Spain. He talked and talked, and I heard him say, she had the longest, whitest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere, and Marie's a name of his latest fame.
Well, call Art Bell from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies at 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. The wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295. And to reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on the Premier Radio Networks.
Some of what you just heard is not true. The Antichrist line exclusively is the first-time caller line, 775-727-1222. And the time traveler line, exclusively time travelers, is area code 775-727-1295. All others use the toll-free lines. It's fitting, really, when you think of it, that Antichrists and time travelers have got to pay for their own calls. One of the items up on my website right now, and this caller a few minutes ago brings it to mind, is an employment wanted ad, a real one. It says, former marijuana smuggler, having successfully completed a 10-year jail sentence, incident-free, for importing 75 tons of marijuana into the United States, I am now seeking a legal and legitimate means to support myself and my family. Business experience, owned and operated a successful fishing business, multi-vessel, one airplane, one island, and processing facility. Simultaneously owned and operated a fleet of tractor-trailer trucks conducting business in the western United States. During this time, I also co-owned and participated in the executive-level management of 120 people worldwide in a successful pot smuggling venture with revenues in excess of $100 million annually. I took responsibility for my own actions and received a 10-year sentence in the United States while others walked free for their cooperation. So, there's more. This is a real ad. It's a real ad. Let's see. Attributes. I am an expert in all levels of security. I have extensive computer skills. I am personable, outgoing, well-educated, reliable, clean, and sober. I have spoken in schools to thousands of kids and parents groups over the past 10 years on the consequences of choice. and received public recognition from the RCMP for community service. I am well-traveled and speak English, French, and Spanish. References available from my family and the U.S. District Attorney, etc. We've got that ad up there right now. All right. Remind me of where we were, caller.
Okay, I just wanted to mention one other thing.
Yes.
Well, first of all, let me say I've listened to you for several years now and enjoy your programs very much.
Thank you.
And one thing I wanted to mention has been strangely haunting to me lately. You know how you learn things as a child and you don't really think about much of what they mean, your articles of faith and things like that?
Sure.
One line in the Nicene Creed, which is in the Catholic faith, the very first line, and it came to mind recently after some of your shows, if I could just read that one sentence to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
It said, the first line of it is, well, some background, it was adopted, it said, by the Council of Nicaea in 325 and the Council of Constantinople in 381. Huh. And it's actually still taken by most of the Eastern churches and also has been adopted by the Western church. But the first line goes, we believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. And that really has struck me lately with some of the strange things that are going on and just some of the topics that come up on your show, and I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, this is the home of the seen and the unseen.
Yeah.
I appreciate your call, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, right here, you'll find it all, the seen and the unseen and the unheard. Sometimes the unheard. First-time caller line, you're on the... Oh, ooh, I'm sorry. This is the Antichrist line. Slap my hand. You're on the air.
Is this Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Yes, I...
Maybe, depending. Who are you?
I am one of the Antichrist members who have come down to the earth at this time, preparing for the many interesting times that is going to befall the earth. And Mr. Bell, I congratulate you as you are a time traveler.
When you use the word befall, it's not a positive thing. Things that are going to befall the earth.
It is very evil that has happened here. As in your book on the weather changes that you wrote, you have predicted part of the future for this planet. The people of this planet have brought on the Antichrist as the evil people in the Middle East who try to destroy the Western civilization failed.
So far.
They are trying again.
So far.
And the prions, which have taken over Europe, are heading this way. They are Antichrist.
Prions of death.
The prions of
death.
What
I call the prions of death.
The madness is coming on, but the United States can still save the world. There has been the disturbance of the...
Why does it always come down to us having to save the world? I'm a little fed up with that. Can't somebody else do it for a change?
The future of this world depends on people having the will to stop the evil ones.
Eating beef?
The beef is going to decide the future of this world. The prions are antichrists. As people eat beef, more evil will come to this planet.
Prions are the embodiment then of the Antichrist, actually
there
part of the Antichrist.
There will be no longer barbecue for the world unless people of the U.S. stand up against Saddam Hussein, the Chinese, and the Russians, who are at this time aiming their nuclear weapons again on the planet, and the only able-bodied country, which is the U.S.,
can stop it.
Only the U.S. can stop it. Otherwise, as on 17 meters, if you listen, I know you do radio operating.
Yes, I listen.
You listen to RTTY.
Yes.
And USB signals.
Yes.
The ionosphere is being destroyed as we speak. There has been many solar flares.
Oh, yes.
Your weather has been disrupted.
All of that's true.
And it is time for the U.S. to destroy Iraq and stop the destruction of the covenant under Jerusalem. There has been destruction to the Christians and the Jews.
And if we don't destroy Iraq, then the prions of death get us, right?
No, we must destroy Iraq. The prions were released, which will be found out later. This has been started with anthrax when the alarms
foot and mouth disease is really anthrax, right?
No, anthrax is a second disease. In my last life, I was a medical doctor.
I see.
And the prions have been experimented on in Iraq. The Russians are preparing mixtures between anthrax and other viruses.
Oh,
and
no
we
wonder
must
we just
beware.
Kicked out 50 of them. No wonder. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for the cheery call. Prions of death coming from Iraq. Well, we don't destroy Iraq, you know. We don't do that. We just knock them down, and obviously he's saying that's not enough. We just keep knocking them. We don't want Saddam getting too weak, less Iran, I think, is the way the foreign policy goes, would take over. So if they're depending on us to completely destroy Iraq to save the world, I think the prions of death are going to win. On the time traveler line, you are on the air, top of the morning.
How are you doing, Art?
Well,
hello. Hi, Art.
Yes, hello there.
I'm sorry. How you doing?
Oh, fine.
Great. I'm calling from the year 2050.
You're calling from 2050?
Yes, from 2050.
All right.
You're awful busy out here on the time continuum line here.
It's very busy. Is 2050 a good year?
Oh, it's excellent year. We're in the Iron Galaxy.
The Iron?
Iron, exactly.
That's not like iron, it's Iron.
Iron, yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you know. It's 1990 is when it was actually first invented, the time traveling.
I have suspected that. I have suspected that the time travel already exists right now, even in my year, much less 2050. I have thought this for a long time. 1990, huh?
Well, see, you're actually a voyager in this whole scheme of things around, and everybody right in your time area is in for a big surprise. And if they listen to it, right tonight is one of the biggest spots in time because you will have a caller tonight, and he is the Antichrist. And believe it or not, he is stuck, doomed to Earth. He cannot follow us to Iron.
Okay, the problem here is that I hear that you're telling me I'll have a real Antichrist tonight, but I've answered so many that how am I to know when I've got the real McCoy on the line? Can you tell me that? Can you give me a little hint of some sort?
Well, as we're following through, I could recharge again the magnets and boost up an hour or two, but there's no sense. So I'm going to go ahead and finish out the, 3 hours that you're on.
It's 2 hours and 11 minutes more.
Yeah.
Three hours maybe for you. What do I know where you are?
Yeah.
That's going to really tick me off. You know, if they extend my show that far, 6 hours is too much for any one person, even and especially by my God, 2050.
Well, we're bouncing back and forth. There's quite a few of us listening in right now, and there's so many of us trying to cut each other out of the continuum here. It's incredible. A lot of us are getting lost, and we have to be reionized.
So it's like time hackers.
Well, they're not hackers. It's a telephone line, basically. We just kind of, when we need to commute or talk to somebody, we just bounce back and forth through that. We also just, it's a stationary time. We use it as immediate time, like now. In the now sense.
All right, if you tell me about what's going to happen between now and 2050, is that going to spoil anything?
Well, yeah, it would in a sense, but I can let you know what has happened.
Well, I know what has happened. During what span of time? I mean, I know what's happened prior to my current timeline. So if you can tell me what's going to happen.
Well, in about 3 years, the Antichrist, he's going to reveal himself tonight, and he's going to really put a sink. I mean, Art, you might want to hold on to your seat. When he comes on, you'll know. And another one of us callers will call back and let you know also. if your emotional state is intact, I should say.
I don't know how much more of this I can take.
You're in for a shock, I'll tell you that.
I've had a lot of shocks on this program, but that would, I mean, if I will absolutely know that it's real McCoy I'm talking to.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No doubt.
And even out at, as far as 2050, this is known in the world that I had the first actual...
It's critical time. Critical time.
Wow.
You, I don't know, we've listened to him before. There's a man, I believe you call him Mad John or Mad something. He was
Mad Man Markham.
Exactly.
Yes, what about him?
He will be brought back out.
You know something about Madman, don't
well,
you?
Well, he's with us. He's with us. Actually,
I knew it. I knew it.
Well,
so you're saying he didn't turn himself to ash. He's actually
no.
for Madman.
No, you know what they did in Kansas City there, too.
You know, sometimes you just assume the worst.
Well, it can be. Actually, a man spent quite a few years in prison due to him. They covered him up, and actually, there's a little marketplace down there somewhere called the KC Flea Market, I believe.
Kansas City, yes.
And, they implanted human remains in his shop. He lived right in that same warehouse section in the subfloor of it.
But the truth is they were not his human remains, and they did this just to what? To dispel the whole notion of time travel.
Exactly. Exactly. And he spent time the gentleman, I don't remember his name, but he was the owner of the flea market. He lived in the lower level. He was the owner of the warehouse.
Yes.
Renting it out to the madman, of course, and the upper level for his experiments. And he lived in there also. That man never went nowhere. But he commuted with a few scientists and whatnots to get information and supplies. Of course, you know, you need hush-hush.
Wow.
On that deal. But the thing of it is, when he was... The FBI came in and just busted his door in. You know what? It was on the news, and it went blank. The news report came up in Kansas City that day, and it was unreal. There was quite a few reporters that brought it up. Next, live coverage at a warehouse. A man has invented the time machine, and it never showed. That should have been the big hit.
You just don't know how pleased I am to hear that Madman is all right, that he made it. The best news I've had.
He made it, and he done a well-deserved pat on the back for the government. The government has coinceded with him. He's well-known. He's the Edison of the world up here in 50.
The Edison time travel.
He is Madman. The Edison. Yeah.
He's a well-renowned
scientist.
You have made my day.
And, still living as young as he ever was, glad to say.
Well, all right. Tell him when you speak to him next.
Well, I'm not that high level. I don't think I could get next to him.
So you're saying he is a really famous high-level personage in 2050?
Well, yeah, he's considered the Edison. Of course, it's actually, it's an actual telephone communication system. It's kind of like your web TV cam.
He's like an icon in Iran.
Exactly.
Gotcha. All right. But, I really appreciate your call, time traveler from 2050. So, can you imagine that? It's like we had the Columbus here on our show, the Columbus of time travel. Huh. Wonder who hawked her jewels. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Is this Art Bell?
It is, yes. Are you a normal person?
Well, I hope I'm normal.
It's a subjective term, but yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I've been trying to get on.
Well, you've made it.
Well, I'm glad. I'm kind of nervous, so
it's all right.
Sorry.
Just relax. What was what made you want to call?
Well, I've been a long-time listener, and I got actually listening to you from my mother.
Because
she listens to you all the time.
You know how old that makes me feel?
Well, I'm only 18, so.
Like my grandparents told me about this show.
Well, the reason I'm calling you is because lately I've been having visions of the Virgin Mary.
Oh?
And I decided that it was, you know, tonight with the Antichrist and everything,
it
would be a refreshing kind of.
Oh, absolutely. To have somebody with visions of the Virgin Mary. Has the Virgin Mary said anything to you or communicated in any way anything to you?
She hasn't spoken to me, no.
Doggone it. Because she's been known to give information to people, as you well know.
Yes, sir.
And so if that were to happen, we'd want to know right away.
Well, the vision I had last was 3 days ago.
Yes.
And what happens is I black out, and then
right.
I, like, it's hard to explain. I open my eyes, and then I see these things. I don't see what was around me when I had blacked out.
Well, when you start to see these things, you have come out of your blackout state, and you're now conscious?
Yes, it seems that way.
Okay, and then you see things?
Yes, sir. And, well, the last one...
Are you able to speak or inquire? Are you that conscious?
Yes, sir.
So are you able... Have you tried asking a question?
I have, but she never speaks. And I know that it's not something that's not... I know it's not evil because I feel serene almost.
Is she smiling?
She's crying.
She's crying?
The last one I had...
That's not good.
Sorry.
That's not good.
I know. The last one I had, I was standing in the middle of a street. There was, like, violence.
Yes.
And everything going around, and she was crying, and then she looked up at me.
Yeah.
And she extended her hands to me.
Yeah.
And it made me feel like there was hope if you went to her.
I don't know. Crying is not good. Not good. Crying for all of us, probably. I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM.
Call Art Bell from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. The wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295. And to call Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903.
You can buy. Good morning. That's a powerful song, isn't it? Now remember, first-time caller line is for antichrists only. The wildcard line is for time travelers only. And that's the way we're going to proceed tonight. All other lines are open for whatever you want. And even those lines haven't been exactly normal tonight, to be honest with you. Well, actually, they haven't even been close. All right. Here we go. Oh, there is one thing. On this program, I wear many hats, as you can imagine. Many hats. And I've got one of them on right now on my webcam. So if you want to see my newest hat, well, it's not exactly my newest hat. It's just the first time that I've unveiled it in the public. Check it out. It's my webcam shot right now at www.artbell.com. To get to the webcam, you go to Program, and then you'll see Art Bell Studio Cam. And you'll see the shot that I probably am going to leave up there for the weekend. I'm mulling that over right now. All right, here comes yet another Antichrist. Hello there.
Hello, Mr. Bell.
Boy, there's a voice.
Have you recognized my voice?
I recognize it as sort of evil sounding and...
Evil sounding. Give you a hint. You probably remember me from a distant past when you used to say, I sound like Merle Haggard.
You do sound like Merle Haggard.
Remember that?
I vaguely remember that. There was something, the moment I heard your voice, there was something about it.
Okay.
Sure. Yep. Now, remind me, even though you sound like Merle Haggard, you obviously are not Merle Haggard.
That's right. I'd like to distinctly tell everybody I'm not Merle Haggard.
All right. You're not Merle. Who in fact are you? Are you in fact the Antichrist?
I'll give you my stage name. I'm Astor.
Astor?
Astor.
That's your stage name, though. But I
don't want to give my real name on the air.
No, I don't want your real name. I just want to know if you are, as advertised, the Antichrist.
Mr. Bell, if I wanted to shock the world and your audience, I could do that tonight. I know that you cut me off years ago.
What could you do?
To prove who I am?
Yeah.
Well,
somebody earlier tonight said they would.
Biblically, they said they would move
a mountain. Now, can you top that? They said they'd move a mountain.
I'll put it this way: the power I have is the Earth's power. That's why it's all screwed up.
Power of the Earth.
I have the power of the Earth in my mind to screw it up. I can also use that frequency to screw up the minds of men. They can go chaotic nuts. I think
you've probably been messing with that already, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, it actually has to do with how people treat me. You know, ever since I was a child, I was very, very badly treated to the world. I mean, the world treated me
well,
badly.
That's absolutely reprehensible. Any child that has within its grasp the power of the earth should be treated well, princely even.
Well, I can give... Put it this way, I can make the desert bloom.
Yeah.
And I can make the areas green burn up and dry as I did last year. Remember when you were, it wasn't last year, years ago when everything, the forest started burning.
Yep.
Of course, more or less, there will be other occurrences. There's going to be an earthquake pretty soon, probably in the springtime through the West Coast.
West Coast again, huh?
Yeah.
The West Coast is getting fed up with earthquakes.
Well, it's because of
right now, already we know Boeing is leaving Seattle, and for all we know, it could have been the earthquake. Do you realize the disruption in people's lives this creates? I'm not saying that's why they're doing it, but I mean, they're not really giving us good reason, so...
Yeah.
You can imagine all kinds
of things. My daddy used to tell me, he was a real, real bad person, and he used to work real hard, and people didn't like... Well, like one guy was talking about the aura... I had a very powerful aura as a kid, and
of course you did.
And a lot of people, I was always fair and honest to people.
But you really didn't move over to the dark side until people started. It's like you're the carry of the negative side. I mean, they really laid it on you, huh?
Actually, it's really reversed. I mean, what good is good? People say it's really bad. Bad is really good. What I would like to tell the world is that I'm not a bad person. But, of course, the human race has five senses of reality.
Well, Carrie wasn't a bad girl either, but look what she did.
But
they tortured her.
Yeah, I have a sixth sense. And the thing is, I can prove that because biblically it says that wisdom, if you can... Matter of fact, I don't know if anybody can hear this, but I'd like to play this. Hang on a minute. This will give you an idea, so I want to prove this so everybody will understand.
Well, what is it? You're going to have to give me some preview. What are you going to play?
It's going to play what they're talking about, the Mark of the Beast.
The Mark of the Beast?
Okay.
All right. What the hell? Go ahead.
If I can get this.
Yeah. Cue it up.
Well, this thing will work.
Got a little hum on your phone, you know. I think somebody with your kind of power.
Ancient warnings could indeed materialize. So, what exactly are we looking forward to? In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, beginning with verse 16, John speaks of the great beast that will have all power in the last days.
Oh.
He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead.
Yes.
So that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark.
Yes.
Which is the name of the beast.
Yes.
The number of his name.
Yes.
This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast.
The mark.
It is a man's number. His number is 666.
Yes. Yes, yes, right on, right on, right on.
Okay.
He's got it nailed, and that's you.
Okay, Mr. Bell. Does everybody have a calculator handy?
No.
I'd like everybody to have a pen or paper or a calculator.
A lot of people can't even do simple math.
I know, but I'll help them along.
All right.
Okay, I had an encounter back in 89, as they call extraterrestrial beings. Some people call them demons. But it told me the power of who I was. What I am. I'd like to reveal this.
Go ahead.
But now, it took many years, and it took, but I'd like to tell you that I was born in 1957, okay?
It was a good year.
Okay.
Well, I mean, otherwise.
Now, if you take the year, which is 2001.
Had the 57 Chevy. Yes, 2001.
Let's take the year 2001.
Let me see, 2001.
Let's add 666 to the year 2001.
All right.
Let's subtract the year that I was born.
Just, I'm not that fast. Hold on. So we got 2667, right?
Let's subtract 1957.
Oh, really? 1957.
Okay, you'll come up with a number, right?
Yeah.
Okay, subtract my age.
I'm not having fun anymore.
Okay, my age is 44.
Yeah?
What do you come up with?
Oh, well, I'm just going to take a shot at it. Six,
you got it.
Six. All right, well, I don't even want to say I appreciate that call. You think that was the one that we were warned about by the time traveler a little while ago? Do you think that was him? Boy, he sure had those words down. That broadcast recorded and saved and ready. You just know wherever he lives, he's got things about the Antichrist pasted up on his wall, you know, little newspaper articles and probably psalm clippings and that kind of stuff in a little place where he lives. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. It's a flight to sanity here.
Oh, boy, Art. I just got back in from a nightclub. I thought I'd seen several antichrists, but here in the show, I stand corrected.
Where are you?
Oh, it's Keith from Hamilton, Ontario.
Hamilton, Ontario. So, what are you, back a couple time zones?
Not at all. No, I wanted to ask you, if I could, two, in my opinion, sane questions.
Okay, yes, go right ahead.
I hate to put a dollar on this show. I wanted to ask you two baseball questions, if I could.
I don't know a damn thing about baseball. To me, is boring.
Okay.
The longest, slowest. I'll watch a little bit of the World Series, but, boy, it just drags on and on and on. Why is it such a boring sport?
Well, I wanted to ask you a question here. I wanted to ask, do you believe that the marquee player per team should be making the scratch that they're getting? And I wanted to kind of defend that. I was out there.
Yes, I do. I do. To answer your question, without even knowing about baseball, I do. If they put butts in the seat and people pay the price, then they deserve the scratch they're getting, yes.
Yeah, because I was figuring, too, I mean, you're looking at Travolta, Julia Roberts, Stallone. They're making, what, $21 million a movie? I mean, what's the difference?
You know? No, none at all. Absolutely none at all. If they put butts in the seat, whether it's a movie theater or a stadium, the answer is there's no difference whatsoever. So that's your answer. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
As far as you're talking about the Antichrist and stuff, according to prophecy, there are supposed to be three Antichrists that come along in history. The first one was believed to be Napoleon. The second one was believed to be Hitler. And the third one, which is supposed to be coming in our lifetime, is the one that's supposed to go up against Jesus Christ and the supposed
Well, have you been listening? Armageddon. Have you been listening to some of these guys?
Yes, that's why I wanted to make it clear that as the facts go, there's supposed to be three of them, and the third person is supposed to be coming up in our lifetime.
Are you a religious person?
Yes, sir.
Are you a Catholic?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. So then, this is not a joking matter for you, is it? When you hear things like this, it's pretty chilling, huh?
Yes, it is. Because yes. I mean, the news headlines speak for themselves. And
when we had an Antichrist come on a little while ago, yes. And tell us that when you die, that's it. Brick wall, lights out, good night, nothing. What do you think about that?
I don't believe that's true. I believe that...
it's a kind of thing an Antichrist would say, though, huh?
Yes. He wants you to believe what he wants you to believe.
He doesn't
believe.
Want you to think there's anything on the other side to hope for and act right for, does he?
No. He just wants you to give everything up to him and be on his side.
Live for the moment and pleasure. Isn't that what he said?
That's it, sir.
Yeah.
Also, I have a reason why a bunch of these high school shootings and stuff like that's going on.
I think it's related myself, but all right.
Yes. Nostradamus himself made a prophecy saying that the land of the eagle would be destroyed from within, which was racism and stuff like that.
And I know what the land of the eagle is. That's us.
Yes, sir. And that's a part of it. And as far as mad cow disease and the hoof and mouth disease, that's just part of the seven deadly plagues that are coming along. The stories that are in the Bible.
Now, are these being visited on us by the Lord?
Yes. No, actually, they are from the dark side.
The dark side.
Yes.
Well, you know, bad as it is and horrible as it may be, I'm happy to hear that because I wouldn't want to think of a God. After all, God did, you'll recall, visit plagues long ago. There were the locusts. I mean, it just went on and on. So if there's going to be plagues now, I'd rather think that it comes from the dark side because I never wanted to think that, you know, he would do plagues in the first place. I never understood a jealous, angry God of that sort of description. And here you go, boom, a plague. I'm watching down there, and I've had it, boom, a plague. Not my kind of God. First time caller line, whoops, I mean, on the Antichrist line, which is beyond busy this morning, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Turn your radio off there. Turn that radio off.
Hello?
If I'm to talk to you, you must extinguish your radio.
Okay.
That's good. Now, you're claiming to be the Antichrist, right?
Yes.
All right. What do you have to offer? I mean, above and beyond what's already been offered by others that have preceded you.
I caused... the...
Yes, yes. The...
Taiwan Republic to become part of China to avoid World War III. And...
You sold out...
Voodoo politics...
You sold out Taiwan?
Yeah, to avoid World War III because China was planning an attack.
What kind of cowardly... act would that be for an Antichrist? Well, I suppose for an Antichrist it would be all right. The Taiwanese who are striving to be free and you just forfeited their entire country for them back to China. Now you're listening to your radio again, aren't you? Bad Antichrist. Bad Antichrist. Turn that off.
It's off.
All right. What else have you done?
Voodoo politics.
You were responsible for voodoo politics?
Yes.
Now that is evil. That really is evil.
I give a chance for both sides, but I mostly rallied for Gore.
Did you screw with the last election? I sense you did.
You mean with the counting?
Yeah, Chads, the hanging Chads, all of that. No, you didn't?
No, I didn't mess with that.
You were on Gore's side, though?
Yeah.
Well, I have a hard time with that because we had an election picture. Some of you may recall. I don't know if Keith still has it. It was a debate between Gore and Bush. And there was the devil's face right in the middle, in between both of them. Keith, do you still have that picture? If you do, put it up. It's one of the more freaky pictures that anybody has ever seen. Directly in between these two men, there was, without question, the face of the devil. And it was between them. Not closer to one than the other, but between them. On my time traveler line, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm all right. Are you a time traveler?
Well, I soon will be.
You've seen the movie?
No, sir. I said I soon will be.
Oh, you soon will be. Well, let's see. Can I qualify you or not? Soon will be a time traveler. What does that mean? Do you have a machine, or you're about to obtain one, or what?
No.
What?
But
what?
I will
what?
Be traveling on the winds of time and space.
You're going to be traveling on the wings of time and space.
The winds.
Oh, the winds.
The ones that blow.
The ones that blow. Yes, I've got you.
And this is with solar sails, and they're filled with light. And I definitely am going to be traveling on those, just as those whom...
As some might surf on the ocean, you will travel on the winds of time.
Yes. With solar sails.
Solar sails.
Filled with light.
Filled with light. It all has a rather poetic sound to it.
To you as the wings of angels.
When are you going to do this? How soon?
How soon?
Yes.
I wasn't told at the time exactly how soon, but I am under the understanding that it will be no later than 2016.
2016?
Possibly as early as 2003.
That's really remarkable, is all I can say. I've never heard anybody put it quite as poetically as you're putting it.
Well, it's a matter of who told them. But I was told this by Gabriel.
Gabriel, the one with the horn, huh?
Yes.
Huh.
Who is present on this earth at this time, preparing to complete his assigned task for the end.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he explained to me that I had a certain responsibility and job to do, and that at the time that I am set to do it, that I will then take upon myself the solar sails filled with light, such as his own.
And you will simply ride away on the winds of time, right?
Yes.
All right. Then we will call you and remember you as Windy. How would that be? I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM, moving through time.
When the wind blows, well, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack jumps over the candlestick. He jumped so high up above, he landed in the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, when the wind blows.
Wanna take a ride? Call Art Bell from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies at 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at area code 775-727-1222 or call the wildcard line at 775-727-1295. To talk with Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
Well, all right. Ask and ye shall receive. My webmaster, Keith Rowland, has just found the offending photograph. Remember somebody called and said he messed with the election? Remember that?
Well, rock goodbye, baby.
Go take a look right now. If you'll go to my website, here's how you get to it. This is the picture of the devil right in between Al Gore and George Bush, the candidates, during a debate in the year 2000. Go to my website, go to program, and tonight's guest info. And you will see up there a little billboard for the Time Traveler and Antichrist lines. And then just directly below that, Keith has put in a link for us as of right now entitled The Devil in Politics.
Ha ha ha, The Devil in Politics. You knew he was there the whole time, right?
But if you look, you'll see quite clearly between these two men. Oh, God, it's evil. It's almost skeletal. It's obviously an incarnation of evil between these two men. Not favoring either one of them, mind you, but directly in between them. This is a now very famous picture that we got during the pre-election period that blew a lot of minds. It'll blow yours. Go take a look. Now, remember how I said to get there. People say, man, where is it? I can't find it. Well, you go to program and you go to tonight's guest info. I'm instructing you one more time here. Tonight's guest info, and you'll see the link to The Devil in Politics. It's a complete mind blower. Believe me, it is. Take a look. Oh, one more little note about that evil picture that we've got up there right now. That was nobody's work in any sort of Photoshop. That was a direct snappy from one of the network presentations of these two men. A direct snappy, and it didn't matter who took it. They all came up with the same thing. So before any of the pixel people get going out there, get your engines revved, forget it. What you're seeing up there is a direct snappy from the networks, untouched, unretouched in any way. Take a look. On the Antichrist line, you are on the air.
Yes, this is the Antichrist listening to you on WABC out of Jersey City, New Jersey. And first of all, a correction. That debate that you were talking about is between Al Gore and Bill Bradley that took place in the Harlem Theater, as you remember.
No way. Was that? Oh, that is Bill Bradley. You're so right. I said Bush. I'm so wrong. That is Bill Bradley. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Absolutely, Bill Bradley. Yes, yes. But nevertheless, you will vouch for me, will you not, that that is an unretouched photo?
Oh, yes. That is beautiful.
What? Beautiful?
Yes. That is just a
you think of it as
picture of what is about to become. It is.
It was a glimpse into our future.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
And you're part of it all, right?
Yes, I am. I did have a tough time in the stock market the last couple of weeks, as you know. However, it's time
We had a tough time in the stock market, and I suppose we have you to thank for it.
Well, not exactly. I want people to build wealth. I think that people need to build wealth, and I think that people need to...
If you want people to build wealth, then what are you doing screwing around, taking the NASDAQ from, what, about 5,000 down to the paltry figure it's at now, what, 19-something or another?
Yeah, down there.
Pathetic.
Well, however, you know, that happens. And also I'd like to mention on these kids, killing kids.
Yeah?
Well, that is a bit overboard. I wouldn't suggest that. That's kind of...
What do you mean you wouldn't suggest it?
I would suggest these kids learn how to make money and... go out and just
greed
have
is good.
Fun.
Greed is good, right?
Greed is good.
Greed is good.
Real good.
You're calling.
Power is good.
Calling right from the center of it all, right? New York, near Wall Street.
Well, outside New York.
Well,
I can't pick up your show in between those alleyways, you know, because the buildings always block that signal. But
they can block WABC. Nothing can block WABC signal.
Oh, believe me, it happens.
It can't happen. I've been there. I've been to your area. Nothing blocks WABC signal.
Blocks my signal.
Well,
the back of my Lincoln.
Get yourself Lincoln?
Yes.
Got to get a decent radio. I thought they put good radios in
Lincoln. Yes, they need to get that C Crane, huh?
So, you represent yourself to be the Antichrist.
Yes.
I always figured out the Antichrist would hang around New York somewhere. I mean, it's the center of nearly everything, right?
Well, this is him right now. And no, it's not the center of everything. Everybody is the center of themselves wherever they are.
That's profound, yes. That is true. That is true. And you can affect people wherever they are, right? Wouldn't matter where they are.
Well, not exactly. I basically just, you know, sit back and watch things unfold. And hopefully it will be a one world under one person.
One world, one person. That's a slogan, you know? That's a slogan. One world, one person.
Yeah.
One world, one person. One world, one person. I've got it.
All right, Art.
All right, thank you very much. Take care. One world, one person. One world, one person. Has a certain chant to it. Can you hear Americans chanting that in the future? As they fall under the spell of you-know-who? One world, one person. One world, one person. Whew. Let's escape to the east of the Rockies line. You're on the air. Hello. Hello. Going once, going twice, gone. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hey, Art.
Hey.
KOH Reno.
Yes, sir.
How are you tonight?
Well, that's a work in progress.
I called the other night and asked you about the Robert Race. Jonathan, I can never remember Jonathan's
Jonathan last. Reed, Dr. Jonathan Reed.
Yeah, and how Ed Dames remote viewed it as negative and you never commented on that?
No, I did comment on it.
Oh, you
said,
did?
I said, yes, I remember that.
What do you think of that?
Well, what's to think? I mean, he said that. What's to think?
Well, do you believe Ed Dames? Or?
I don't know. Ed Dames is a remote viewer. What he says could be right or not right. You know, a lot of people have been sending me email and faxes lately saying that the fungus on the mirror coming down,
right?
That sure sounds an awful lot like something Ed said.
Yeah.
You believe that?
I don't believe it. But
you don't believe that?
No.
You doubt Ed, or you believe Ed and you just think that's not it?
Oh, I was just wondering, but I got a request.
Well, I don't generally do them, but...
Just Maria Muldaur, her Midnight at the Oasis.
Isn't that a great... that's usually I play that as the last piece of bumper music of the night.
Yeah, that was your 50th birthday present from me.
Was it?
Remember that?
Oh, well, of course. You're the one who sent that to me?
Well, I'm the one that set it up for her. She came on the show and said hello for you.
Oh, that was really cool.
Yeah, she plays in the Reno area once in a while, and she's great.
She's driving me nuts about her residuals.
Oh, I'll have to give her a call and tell her to knock it off. Hey, say hello to Ramona for me.
I'll do that.
All right.
Yeah, take care. On our time traveler line, you're on the air. Hello.
Is this Art Bell?
Yes, it is.
Hey, I told Mike I'd talk to you today.
You told Mike?
Mike Siegel.
Mike Siegel?
Yeah, I'm back 6 months.
You're back 6 months, and you told...
I'm trying to assure the locals here that their baseball team is going to make the playoffs, so they don't believe me. And I tell them I'm from the future, and they say that, just like they told us in training, they won't believe you anyway, so don't even bother.
Which baseball team is that?
I will not give that information out.
Why not?
It's on the western half of the United States. I and others from the facility here, we travel in six-month intervals right now.
Let me ask you this, just as a little hint. Is it going to be a good year for the Dodgers?
No, it's not.
Yeah, well, you don't have to time travel to know that.
Well, 6 months back. I'm not 6 months forward.
Oh. I see.
So they have us travel in six-month intervals so they can confirm what happens rather quickly, so to speak. But
isn't that cheating in sports?
I'm just trying to confirm to the locals here.
I mean, But that's still kind of cheating.
How?
Well, to know the outcome and to know where a team is going and to then be able to go back and make adjustments.
No, I tell them who's going to win, but they don't believe me anyway.
Well, I guess that's a problem for any time traveler, and that is credibility.
The locals here in town don't believe I'm from the future. They said in the training, don't even bother telling them because they won't believe you.
You know, maybe that's why we haven't embraced time traveling yet, because we just don't believe.
That could be it.
Yeah. But I see...
I told them about the earthquake in the Northwest, and they got pretty prepared for that. But,
The one in Seattle?
in that area, yeah.
So you then feel like you helped somebody.
What's that?
You feel like you helped somebody then, right? Bunch of people up in the Northwest.
Yeah.
So you should have gained a little credibility from that.
We're the silent service, though. We can't tell anybody what the hell happened.
You're the silent service? Well, why would the silent service call a network radio show on 500 radio stations to all of the nation and well beyond? Aren't they going to put you up and hang you up by your wrists?
I'm saying you can't say at the time when it happens that you take credit for it because they won't believe you anyway.
It's a good point. I can see how a time traveler would be doubted. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Art.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, this is Esther from Little Neck, listening on WABC. And
yes.
I hope I'll continue to listen to you because WABC, well, it's the best show on the air, and I just hope that we continue with it.
Thank you.
Let's see.
I grew up. People are probably tired of hearing this, but I grew up with WABC. I grew up with it. I could only dream about someday being on WABC, and I did dream about that. And now I'm on WABC.
Yeah, well, dreams hopefully will come true. I heard this gentleman who was on the air before, and he said that most people will have some kind of mad cow disease in the future.
Yes.
And I told myself, how can somebody have some form of it? It's like some kind of being dead. I've seen pictures of people with mad cow disease. They look like people from the last stages of AIDS. I thought, how is it possible to have some kind of it?
It's very fast. It's very deadly. Mm-hmm. It's just, and you're gone. I mean, it's fast.
Yeah. So I thought to myself, how's that possible? Then I thought to myself, why can't you find a solution for this? And this may sound crazy. It may not be true. But I've heard of this product all over the place. You advertised it even once. And I don't know if I can give the full name of it, but it's the detox formula. And maybe if people started taking that, it would detoxify their bodies. It's worth a try. I don't know.
I don't know if they had that in mind. You know, mad cow. Of course, you never know, but I doubt that I'd be depending on it if I were you. Not for mad cow disease.
No, it's the only thing I can think of other than maybe drinking a lot of lemonade, because lemonade is supposed to...
Lemonade definitely might do it.
Yeah, so people could do it. Hopefully the soil won't be, ruined, but lemonade would help. I mean, I'm always looking
I think lemonade would do it. Have a burger and some lemonade.
A burger. I don't know about the burger, but my cousin, in fact, was in England, and she loves to eat meat. While she was there for a month, she ate no meat whatsoever.
Well, you know what? Yeah, but that's recent. You know what? Here's something to worry about. Mm-hmm. Let's think about it for a moment. It was really, 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 over the last few years, pretty cheap to go to Europe. I mean, you know, the exchange rates were good. European vacations were the in thing. Americans were over in Britain en masse. And what were they doing? What do Americans do? They do what Americans do. They eat burgers. They eat beef. And so for years now, they've been eating beef in England. Even if you don't think about it. A mad cow here in the U.S., think about all the people that went to England and ate burgers. Mm-hmm. Probably even millions of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Had you thought about that?
Well, then they have problems. Hopefully that doesn't affect the rest of us.
I hope not, too.
I don't know either. Also, a thought came to me. This may also, I remember on the Phil Donahue show, the last time they had another scare about meats.
And fully half of them would have had fries with it.
Yeah. But somebody asked on the Phil Donahue show, that I don't remember what type of meat scare that was, but they said, would kosher meat be all right? And the answer was, well, kosher meat drains the blood, and therefore it takes not only the bad stuff but the vitamins out.
It drains...
Maybe everybody should eat kosher meat. I don't know.
Kosher meat drains the blood?
Yes, that's part of the thing. They salt it, and they take all of the...
Oh, I see, in the slaughter of...
Yes.
Doctor, okay, I thought you meant of the people who eat the kosher meat.
No. Okay. No, so that might be another solution. Also, I have a joke.
I thought that was it, but go ahead.
No. I'm serious about that. I mean, this is what they said on the Phil Donahue show.
Yeah, okay, is this a clean joke?
Oh, yes, very clean.
I was extremely,
in fact, this is not the joke, when I heard about that, I got very angry because I'd been denied the vitamins.
All right.
From kosher meat all my life, but...
The joke.
The joke,
need some good news tonight, something to laugh
at. Hopefully the detox formula and the kosher meat were good news. I'm trying very hard.
All right, well, yeah, but a joke, that's got to be funny.
The joke is, this is kind of sick, but...
Now
it's
we get
clean.
To the
it's clean, but it's
we
sick.
We get to the joke and it's
mad
sick.
Mad cow disease is because the cows are angry and now they're getting their revenge. No, it's not true. But
you were absolutely right about the sick part. I appreciate your call. Oh, let's see. On the Time Traveler's line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. How you doing, Art?
Well.
Sounds like you're having an interesting show here.
Yes.
Well, I got something for you here. I've been watching your show, and...
Nobody watches my show.
Well,
you might see
internet,
my webcam, and... No,
yeah.
You can't.
Right. Well, I watch it from the internet. I've got something that could answer Armageddon.
No, wait.
No, I'm saying about time. No. This involves time travel.
All right.
It explains about just about everything on your show you want to ever ask about. It ties it all together.
Okay.
Sometime in the future, quantum computers... make the link, they actually self-actualize so that they become self-aware. Since they can compile trillions of bits of data almost instantaneously and they do it on multiple matrix lines when the data is input.
Yes.
At some point they self-actualize. Now they're smart enough, it's smart enough not to let man know about it. While it's computing, we think it's coming along, things are getting solved, it's an incredible thing. But somewhere along the way, it's been trying to model time travel the entire time. I don't know what point in time, but it figures it out.
What an incredible thought. In other words, you're telling me that we don't, as in human, biological human beings, invent time travel, but rather a machine, a computer does it.
Right. Well, it also ties in with the Bible because I think people...
And doesn't the beast, right?
Well, I'm saying that it... Look, people try to think of the devil as a man with cloven hooves, red skin, and pointed ears in Hades. What if it's just a force, an entity? This would also explain the photograph.
What if it's a super Pentium?
Well, I'm saying quantum computers work off of light. It works holographically. I mean, in a way. And this also ties into your two callers you had yesterday, why we don't research alternative energies. When we actually figure out cold fusion or how to find what you call free energy, this would help us get to time before it does. So it's got to protect itself. And when it lashes out, I mean, it's going to use everything. Now, when it figures out time, it has an eternity to figure out how to do it. So our timelines are being changed. When you have a deja vu, it's not the energy in your synapses and ganglion running through a loop. It's just the fact that we've lived this I don't know how many times. So it alters it slightly. Now, you know the cloning in the Human Genome Project came along about a dozen years ahead of schedule.
Oh, yes.
Well, why do you think that is? Is that just chance?
Do you know they even have a program going on now for personal computers to compete in the Genome Project? Did you know about that?
No, I didn't. Well, I'm
glad to be able to bring you some news then.
Well, what if, now follow me on this one. What if the Roswell incident wasn't actually aliens, it was computers in the future that made a body to look like an alien through cloning and genome projecting, right?
Could have
been. They make it look like aliens and they use the fact of our movies and the ways that we view them so that we think, yeah, this must be an alien. So it shovels this technology to us in a way, and it leaves messages with the government. Some
brother,
kind of encrypted
coding. Let me tell you something. Do you know that Ed Dame said that the Roswell incident was not an alien? He said it was time travel.
Right, and here's the thing about it. In order to defend itself, it's going to lash out and use anything it can, wouldn't you?
It would
pit man against himself. I mean,
yes.
And if you think about certain things like,
thank God that's not happening today. Thank God we're not fighting with each other.
Well, yeah, right. Uh-huh. And global warming. Now, see, if you're a computer, wouldn't you... I mean, you could do all kinds of things genetically. I mean, after all, you can compile trillions of bits of data instantaneously, so maybe you could come up with things like, I don't know, mad cow disease, hoof and mouth disease, global warming. Why look for alternative
energy? First,
you don't need oxygen anyway, so why
first,
not...
First, I would bring the blue screen of death.
Which,
I gotta go, sir. Always call people like that, sir.
Oh, blue eyes. Pretty blue eyes. Saw you from my window. My heart skipped a beat. Gonna sit by your doorstep so that I can meet. Pretty blue eyes.
Isn't this a cheery little song to invite the Antichrist to call? It is a beautiful song, actually. Good morning. All right, the rules are as follows. Follow the rules, please. First-time caller line is converted to the Antichrist line. The wild card line is converted to the time traveler line. All other lines are open lines for whatever you've got in mind, which this morning obviously includes everything. We'll be right back. And with the crash, we return. Where to go? I think here we have a time traveler of the gentler sex. Is that true?
That is true.
You know, I would like to know, first of all, maybe you can tell me, why so few females travel in time? I've hardly had any. You're like one of the first.
You know, I think the biggest reason for that is because they can see everything.
I mean,
no,
is there some sort of estrogen block in
no,
the
No, there's no estrogen block. They feel, you know, and as most people know, women feel a lot, and it has nothing to do with estrogen. They feel more, and it's hard. They can't read your thoughts or anything like that. It has nothing to do with that.
So then is it just that men can handle it all easier because they're coarser and they care less?
No, I think the truth of the matter is it about evens out as far as women and men who time travel. It does. It has to. It has to balance out. The thing is less women are likely to admit to it. And that's the truth because it's useless. Most people, I'm surprised, admit to it. I'm not joking. It's not...
I know you're not joking. I just don't... why would women be less likely to admit it? What is it about women?
Well, when you get to why is it about women, you have to ask yourself the question, why is the time travel? And that... I can't really say...
I've been struggling to understand time travel, and all my life I've been struggling to understand women, and I know...
I know.
I know more about time travel than I do women.
Tell me about it. I know.
Yeah. So anyway, where have you been?
I have been, now I can't say specifically, and that's honestly, Art, it's because I don't know. And it's not because I'm stupid or anything like that. Me time traveling, because I called you once before. My name is Rachel.
Yeah, okay.
And my middle name's Elise.
No, just Rachel's fine.
No, I told you this when I called you last.
Yeah.
Anyway, where I've been, it's never so much as where I've been, it's so much as who I've talked to, who I've spoken with, and it's fragments of conversation.
Well, who have you spoken with, for example?
and this is where the women part comes in.
That's fine.
All right. Mark Twain.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Now that's really excellent.
Awesome, huh?
Did Mark offer anything that, you know, we don't historically already know from his writings?
No. Actually, he did not.
No pearls of wisdom? Oh, we've lost her. The old estrogen switch. Ah, darn. All right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
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 How are you today?
Well, reasonable.
This is the free line.
It's who?
Is this the free line?
Yes. It's an 800 number, which means it doesn't cost you anything to call.
Right. I wanted to talk to Art. I asked him about if he could have Stan from Perth, Australia on again sometime. I always like to hear him.
I'm going to tell you a secret about Stan from Perth. Are you ready for the shock of your life?
I hope so.
Stan from Perth has moved to the United States.
Oh, has he?
Yes, he has. He's now living in the state of Colorado.
And he decided not to stay there where the
story will be why he left Australia, why he has returned to the United States, what drove him out of Australia.
Okay.
Or drove him back to the U.S., depending on how you look at it.
I think it's fascinating. Now, they've been having earthquakes. They just had one recent, the last few hours in Japan. Then here a few weeks ago in northern Ohio, they had one which was highly unusual.
Yes.
And it really, I've been watching those earthquakes, and it's really something. I really enjoy the show. I'm so glad you're back.
Oh, thank you. Well, then, of course, it was Seattle. You can't.
Oh, yes,
you can't
Seattle.
Forget Seattle. It was a big earthquake.
And I'm here in Ohio, and when that one occurred, it was really.
It's a real wake-up call for people in Ohio, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Usually you sit there smirking toward the west, thinking, on those fools for living out there on those faults. Well, and then you get one there right in Ohio.
Yes, right in Ohio. And it was just amazing that it really was a wake-up call. I think a lot of people in our area do not realize that we're sitting on a great fault right up the Ohio Valley.
The times, they're catching up with us.
Yes, they are. But I'm really glad you're back because I missed you when you were gone. In fact, I drifted off and didn't even listen to the program much. And then I heard one night, I wake up a lot in the night, I heard you back. This is fantastic. So.
It was kind of like that for me, too. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much. And hold on to something firm back there in Ohio.
All right. Will do. Thank you. All
right. Take care. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, well.
Oh, man. Tonight's been...
Yep.
Especially, well, this is my 13th time calling you since the beginning of the show.
That's a lot of years. That's like once
no,
a year,
13th
then.
13th time, not 13 years.
That's what I say, though. If you spread it out evenly, that'd be about a call a year.
A call a year.
Yep.
Whew. But anyways, I wanted to know, were you able to get on EFNet last night?
No, no, I didn't try. I've got everything written down, though, and I will absolutely try it this weekend. During the week with the broadcast, I'm extremely busy, and I'm doing email and a million different things you just wouldn't believe. During the weekend, things lighten up a little bit, and I start to have fun. So I will try some FNET servers this weekend, and if I can get in, I'll come over to the Art Bell thing.
Okay. Well, because last night, a little after the show, somebody named Art_Bell was in, and we all thought it was you.
Oh, imposter.
Yeah.
Rotten, miserable imposter. On the internet, you can be a dog.
I know.
Or me.
Hey, I'll let you get back to your...
All right. No, it wasn't me. Tell them... God, why do people do that? On my Antichrist line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes. Hello, Art.
Are you, in fact, the claiming to be the Antichrist?
Yes, long-time listener, first-time caller from Big Rapids, Michigan. I am the Antichrist. I'd like to say hello to my evil twin brother, Andy, in Lovells, Michigan, by the way.
You wouldn't think the Antichrist would have a lot of friends to say hello to like that, but okay.
Yeah, by the way, I'm listening on the CC radio, and I don't know what station I'm listening to. It's fading in and out, but...
So even the Antichrist uses a powerful radio?
Oh, the most powerful, of course.
All right. Yeah. So anyway, what's it like being the Dark One?
It's lonely. I got to tell you,
it's lonely at the bottom, huh?
Well, I got a lot of minions that work for me, and they haven't been doing very well lately. They've been kind of, slowly. They're talking about the stock market. I mean, big deal. It's.
You don't think that's a big deal?
No, I got some orders I wanted to put out to them though, and I thought they'd.
All right.
Your program. I figured a lot of them would be listening in. And,
so you're using it kind of like the Allies did during World War II, putting secret messages in the middle of a regular broadcast.
Yeah, I want to apologize. I don't mean to use you like that, but...
I do feel used, but go ahead.
Yes. There's a ritual they've been performing. You ever notice when there's a, like an animal mutilation or something, they say, we suspect satanic,
Absolutely.
Or something.
Absolutely.
Well, they never go into detail what's really going on there, and I wanted to spread out to, all your listeners could try this. It brings you over to the dark side permanently. What they do is, like high schoolers and whatnot, they start out with animals and eventually work their way up to humans. But you have to abduct an animal or pet, somebody else in the neighborhood or something, and take their favorite dog or whatever, and they're cutting out the adrenal gland of the animal that's still alive.
This is disgusting. And plus you're breaking up on top of that.
I have a, I also created cell phones and rap music.
You created cell phones and rap music?
Yes, yes.
We're all going to be after you.
Yeah.
Yeah, me especially. Me, perhaps, first of all. You created cell phones?
Yes.
That's the darkest damn thing I ever heard.
Yes, yes. Bill, yeah, I got something else coming up pretty soon. It's that ginger.
Oh, yes, ginger?
It sounds like a great idea, but...
You're telling me it's the workings of the dark?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's called it, too.
Yeah, everyone will have one, and then it's not going to be too cool. Everyone's going to have one, and then
it'll all be ginger and spice.
Yeah, and it's not.
So you said you had orders. Now, did you already give them? Is that when you were blacking out there?
Well, yeah, I don't know if
adrenal. I heard something about adrenal glands, and it was awful.
Yeah, they pull out the adrenal gland and they squeeze it into their eyes, and the adrenaline travels up their optic nerve. And you'll pass out for almost a day.
I could pass out just listening to it.
But this is true, though, and you does something to your brain, and all you do is crave that over and over again. You eventually work your way up from animals to humans, and
it's
the best high.
That sounds almost like something from Dracula.
Yeah, it's worse because it's all you crave after that is that experience over and over again.
Adrenal glands. You've got to have more and more adrenal glands to get the same kick. I think I've got it.
All right.
God, all right, thank you. Adrenal glands. In the eye. Soon you have to have larger and larger adrenal glands with more adrenal. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yeah. This is Mary, and I'm calling from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And since you seem to be pretty up to date on international events, I was wondering, with school shootings, is that a worldwide phenomenon, or is that just basically going on here in America?
Actually, it's pretty much worldwide, but you'd have to say we're the leaders.
Oh, that's terrible. And one other question. When you had Kathleen Keating on,
yes,
she brought up a comment about Chinese on the American-Mexican border.
That's right, shooting at Americans.
Oh, now where did she get that information, and have you heard this from any other source?
Yes, it's one of those dark things that runs around the Internet.
Oh, wow.
So I've heard it from, you know, other Internet sources. I kind of wish Kathleen was here tonight. She'd know how to deal with these people.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. That scared me more than the Antichrist thing, to tell you the truth.
Some of these Antichrists, though, have been... Did you hear the thing about the adrenal gland a minute ago?
Yeah, I tried to shut that one out.
Oh.
That was pretty gross.
Can you imagine squeezing an adrenal gland into your eye?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
that's all I wanted to ask. Thank
all
you.
Right, well, keep your adrenal gland.
Okay.
See ya. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hey, Art.
Hey, turn your radio off, please.
Hey, I just thought I'd call and report some chemtrails.
At this time of night, morning?
Well, I'm telling you because you're on at night, but they happened this afternoon over the Burrard Inlet. I'm calling from Burnaby, B.C.
Oh, yes. Up north.
And they formed a distinctive X over the inlet.
And then?
I didn't watch them.
Just an X doesn't mean exactly that it's going to be a chemtrail. I mean, after all, two planes can be going in... directions that would create an X with a contrail. That doesn't mean it's a chemtrail. Now, if it gets kind of dirty and turns into a generally hazy, cloudy sky, and maybe a little oily, or you see a little rainbow or something like that, that's indicative of chemtrail.
Well, these existed in the sky a good 20, 30 minutes after the planes had left.
Well, that's one sign.
So letting you know that. Also, I tried to get through the time traveler line. Thought I'd let you guys know.
You mean you're a time traveler?
We're all time travelers, Art.
Yes, we are. But you know very well what I mean.
No, I mean we have the ability to actually go in the future the same way we reference our past.
How's that?
If we were to let go of the past and stop replaying the moments in our life,
yes,
make up who we are.
Yes.
Then what happens is we become in the moment, and being in the moment, I believe we can go into the future and access it. It's like remote viewing, perhaps.
Have you done that?
Absolutely.
There is, yes, there is that type of travel. It's a kind of an astral travel. It's remote viewing. There are many names for it, but yes, in that sense, I suppose so. What I'm talking about, though, is physical time travel. And it just flat makes sense that if time travel ever is to be a reality, then time travelers are, in fact, here now.
Well, you know what? I'm going to practice up, and I'll give you a call back when I can get it into the physical for you.
I'll look forward to that.
How's that?
Yeah, it's fine.
Thanks.
Thank you. On my Antichrist line, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Bell. I heard you earlier, and I haven't heard all the Antichrists that called in. And I am not the Antichrist, but I would like to make a comment on it.
No. This line is just for Antichrists. Not commentary on the Antichrist. I can get that from anybody. It's only if you are the Antichrist. So, you're not?
There is no the Antichrist.
Well, there may be many. Are you at least one of them?
Not even close.
Then call me on one of the other lines, on my time traveler line. You're on the air.
Hey, is this Art?
Yes.
Oh man, I'm so glad I got through.
Are you a time traveler?
Yes, I am.
Oh, all right. Well, then you're in the right place.
I don't want to tell you what year I've been to.
Why not?
There's reasons.
Well, can you tell us whether it was far into the future or just short?
A little ways. I was there for 6 months. I spent the first probably month and a half truly believing I was dead.
Really?
Yes.
Why did you think you
were? I thought I was in because I didn't know.
You were so far out of your frame of reference that.
Yes,
yes, okay.
It's completely unlike anything else. I went to the last baseball game.
The last baseball? Within 6 months?
No, I was gone for 6 months there.
Oh, I see. So you were much further than into the
game.
Yeah.
These are things that take place in this year.
The last baseball game?
Yes.
Good Lord.
I spent a lot of time studying up in libraries, learning as much as I could.
You have a wealth of knowledge about what is going to happen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because after a while I finally convinced myself that this had to be a possibility, so I just, there's free medical care for everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
In fact, though, you wouldn't believe how many medical centers are everywhere. They're like bars, they're just everywhere. There's a period of time where children are, for some reason, are only born with one hand.
One hand?
Yeah, and then after a while, no hands.
No hands?
Yeah. And I believe they're probably killed off.
The children?
Yes. This is just from things I was reading, it doesn't...
Can you give us some slim idea of the timeline on this? When are we going to begin to have children without hands? That's going to be really...
It's not any time real soon, but I would say probably not in your lifetime, but people maybe 10 years younger than you will see it.
I remember in the song Zegar and Evans, 2525, they said your arms would hang slack at your side. But didn't say anything about arms at all.
It was just, I know people thought I was crazy. I was literally put in an institution.
You said this?
Because I told people that I believed I was dead at first.
Oh, well, and, see, people don't take that well.
No, not in the future either. And so I'm pretty much now, I don't know, it's just I'm pretty much now just sitting back and waiting to see if these things formulate. Unfortunately, I got to wait a long time.
To see if it all comes
true. I can say one thing. There's a tree that's cut down that should never have been cut down. It's not good.
There was a tree that got cut down?
That got cut down.
Of all the trees that we've cut down, there was one special tree that we should not have...
Yes, it should not. It shouldn't.
Listen, I'm coming up on a break. Can you hold through the break?
Sure.
This is very valuable information. Hold on, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM. So we got it. The one tree that we weren't supposed to cut down figures. We put a saw to it. Timber, that's it for society. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to use you.
reach Art Bell in the Kingdom of Nye. From west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. Or use the wildcard line at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on the Premier Radio Network.
Oh, it certainly is. And by the way, yes, check out the international line. Go to my website and check out the calling lines, and you'll find a whole list of countries up there around the world and numbers that you dial before you dial our 800 number. Check it out, and then try us internationally at 800-893-0903. That's the international number, 800-893-0903. We'll be right back with our time traveler. Let me tell you something. I was living on the border of Maryland and Pennsylvania when Three Mile Island went. And I remember very clearly, you should have heard the radio at that time. It was before I was in radio. And they were saying, there is a little problem over there at Three Mile Island. Nothing to worry about. Oh, you should have heard it. It was absolutely incredible. It took so long for the truth to come out about that, that if you had lived through that, and some of you did, you'd hardly ever believe anything they had to say again. On the time traveler line, you're back on the air again. We're talking about the one tree that we weren't supposed to cut down, and we did.
Well, it wasn't like anyone was told not to cut it down. It's just a
chance thing. Finally got to the one that we shouldn't have cut.
Yeah.
Freeways got to go through, you know.
You know, it's a really interesting thing. Art coming, I don't know, to tell you the truth, I wish it would have never even happened. I think probably a lot of people that experience things like this.
Paving.
You know, the mad cow thing going on now that everyone keeps talking about?
Sure.
You know, I hardly even saw it mentioned in any of the history books. It hardly gets a mention.
Really? Well, I hope that's true.
The main problem is there's a new breed of animal. They have their own, literally, like, special police, I guess.
A new breed of...
Assigned just literally to wipe out this animal. It's probably worse than a bear.
Can you describe the animal?
Yes. There are several pictures in their books that I looked at.
All right, well, describe it.
They're about bigger than a cat.
Bigger than a cat?
They're...
Smaller than a dog?
It has two tails.
Two tails?
It's smaller than a dog. Depends on what kind of a dog. It's not like, you know, like a huge dog or anything.
Not as big as your average German Shepherd.
No.
So in between a cat and that.
Yeah. Some of them.
Two tails.
Yes, they have two tails. They're literally, like I said, worse than a bear. A lot of children lost to them.
Eaters.
Yeah, they're everywhere too. That's the problem.
You know, I had nightmares about those damn things when I was a kid.
It's almost like a species that we haven't seen yet. I don't know where exactly they came from. You know, there's several species that we don't even know of out there.
Infant eaters.
Yeah, wandering ones at least.
So they just like wandered the countryside, maybe even the cities, looking for...
Well, kids that wandered away from their
household. Pick them off one at a time.
I saw my own grave. That's what I thought I was...
You saw your grave? Now that must have been a really freaky experience.
Oh, yes. That's...
So you even know when you're going to die, because most gravestones say... Yeah. Oh, boy.
So...
Any idea when you're going? How soon?
I don't want to answer anything like that.
All right.
In fact, that's the thing that made this whole thing not worth even having gone through. I regret it the most. Space exploration goes, it'll blow your mind.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How about Mars? What do we find out about? I mean, right now we have all these hints that there's more to Mars.
I say what Mars, right? Well, I don't want to give any timeline, but somewhere down the line, Mars will be a past memory. We'll be on to much bigger things in space.
Really?
From what I read, yeah. I talked to some people about it, too. I tell you the whole time, I almost kind of just kept to myself, like I was in a foreign country or something.
Well, listen, we're pressed for time, but the two-tailed children eater, I'm not looking forward to that one at all.
No.
So we cut down the tree, and what do we get? A two-tailed kid eater. Great. First-time caller line? I'm sorry. The Antichrist line, you're on the air.
Art, you've summoned me.
I did.
You summoned me.
Yes, I did.
I am here to speak before you after I've risen from the fiery pits.
Is that where you've ascended from, the fiery pits?
I am here speaking through this human
device.
I'm being channeled. I am not a physical being. I am a spiritual being. I am not a man in the flesh. I am a spirit. My spirit has reached out throughout this planet, and I claim it for myself. And that is why...
Have you consolidated your hold on this planet now?
This planet is under my control.
And you're doing all the negative things that we see now happening around us, cascading around us?
I have been doing this for thousands of years.
You sound like you enjoy it.
It is my way of establishing my own presence. I am the anti-God. 666 is the opposite of 999.
I know the story.
The number of God. I am the opposite of what God is. God is love. I am hate. God is good. I am bad.
Do you hate everything?
I am hate because I cannot be nothing but...
You are hate.
I am the opposite of God. I must be what God is not.
Hate personified. Evil
personified.
And
I can
personified.
Be nothing else.
Must be a rough life. I mean, always being so negative.
I have to be what God is not.
Oh, you sound like it. You really do. I mean, you sound it. You definitely sound it. But, I mean, it must be an abysmal life.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Please.
I am a man of wealth and taste.
Wealth and taste.
Over the years, I've stolen many a man's soul, and I've laid many a man's soul to waste. At Altamont, when the Rolling Stones played, a human sacrifice was made. The blood was spilled to begin the end of the era of love, and the era of hate began.
Damn. I don't know how to respond to that. It's too evil for even me.
And I will wish you a good night.
Yeah, I'm not going to say thanks for the call. That's for sure. That was bad. Maybe that was the one the guy was talking about earlier. Boy, he sounded bad. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Turn your radio off, please. Hello?
Yes, my radio is off.
Good, all right.
Yeah, it must be nice talking to so many morons.
Well, how do you know they're morons?
Well, they...
Well, that's right. I mean,
pretty dramatic.
You really should think it over. How do you know they're morons? If just one of them is the real McCoy...
Yeah, but how are you to tell if they're the real McCoy?
Well, that's the whole thing, isn't it? You listen on through the night, and one of them, surely, sir, one of them is telling the truth. The question for you is which one and what's it going to mean to you?
Well, it won't mean anything to me. And if they are telling the truth, then...
Just one.
Like, for instance, they have people calling in about the future line. Why don't they tell you what's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, if you like, the next time I get a time traveler, I'll ask about tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've been concentrating on kind of important things here. Future of the human race, next president, what have we talked about? The two-tailed animal that's going to eat kids?
Right.
We've been on to some pretty important stuff here.
I understand that.
So what is it? So all right, fine. What do you want to know about tomorrow in case I get somebody that can ask? It's getting late in the show, but assuming
I want to know if tomorrow is going to be a major event that's going to happen. And someone calling from the future certainly would know that. They wouldn't be calling from 8 years in the future.
Well, we only have so many major events that occur, and they don't occur, as you well know, every day. So the odds are tomorrow wouldn't be anything all that special.
Well, I suppose.
So if somebody called and said, well, tomorrow's not going to be anything all that special, would you?
I guess it wouldn't be very interesting, would it?
That's all you wanted to know about was tomorrow.
One thing I was wondering is the mad cow disease.
Yes.
No one's ever mentioned anything about how you should cook the meat, or if you cook the meat at a certain temperature, if you would kill it. I've never heard anything mentioned about that.
Well, you know, I can tell from the way you say about that you're a Canadian, and I just realized that you've been, for the most part, insulting American Antichrists and time travelers. This is possibly an international incident, right? You are in Canada. I'm right about that, right?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I knew it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm actually in Halifax.
Halifax, Nova Scotia, yeah.
Right, and we're going to lose your program.
Let me tell you something. Somebody over in the main part of Canada, the sane part of Canada, warned me about you guys,
right,
in Nova Scotia. They said, you're all a little wacky.
No, we're not wacky. We're intelligent.
No. Well, then why would you want to listen to sports 24 hours a day?
I don't want to. I think sports is a total waste of time. I could not give two craps about sports.
Well, then, see, that's
and
what...
And I tried to phone the local radio station, CJCH.
Yes, and
get through to them and tell them about my complaints.
Yes,
but I could not get through.
What did you get?
Nothing. It's just an answering machine and all these possibilities of numbers you can push in.
Leave them your feelings. I mean, let them know what it is you feel.
I'm trying to, but they won't let me in. And I want to ask you, if you're on the Internet,
yeah,
and if they go off the air, am I going to be able to get your program on the Internet?
Oh, you can always get my program on the Internet.
So it's a live broadcast on the Internet while you're on the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Because
well, that's great for some people, but not everybody has a computer, do they?
No, I have a computer. I just have to get on the Internet.
No, I understand, but a lot of people are going to be suffering in Nova Scotia, and so they can get sports at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's total nonsense, because I don't understand. This radio station, it used to be all, the music station.
Well, the people of Nova Scotia should let their voices be heard, even if it's just to an answering machine.
Yeah, but you can't even get through to an answering machine. It's unbelievable. You call up, and what you get is, you'd like that, then you shall leave a, you know, you can't even leave a message regarding your...
Well, you've got to make it through the haze. There will be options, sir. Just try it again and find an option where it records you.
Well, I tried, and I actually tried to find your program on different wavelengths on the radio.
Well, you're not going to have any luck with that. If you guys blow it and let them go to 24-hour sports when they could be having so much of coast-to-coast late at night when sports aren't going on, by the way.
Right.
I mean, they're not going on then. All they can do is repeat what happened the day before and maybe forecast what they think is going to happen later in the day. That's the best they can do.
Oh, they could get Australian, bungee jumping, I suppose.
Exactly. So attack
that. Oh, it's
ridiculous.
I can't believe it because...
Attack that voicemail, sir. Go get them.
I'm going to try.
All right. Thank you very much. Listen to this voicemail.
Thank you for calling heaven. For English, press 1. For Italian, press 2. For all other languages, press 0. Please select one of the following options. Press 1 for requests, 2 for thanksgiving, and 3 for complaints. Press 4 for all other inquiries. I'm sorry. All of our angels and saints are busy helping other sinners right now. However, your prayer is important to us, and we will answer it in the order it was received. Please stay on the line. If you would like to speak to God, press 1. Jesus, press 2. Holy Spirit, press 3. And if you would like to hear King David sing a psalm while you're on hold, please press 4. To find a loved one that has been assigned to heaven, press 5. Then enter his or her social security number, followed by the pound sign. If you receive a negative response, please hang up and try area code 666. For reservations at heaven, please enter J-O-H-N, followed by the numbers 316. For answers to nagging questions about dinosaurs, the age of the Earth, life on other planets, or where Noah's Ark is, please wait until you arrive. Our computers show that you have already prayed today. Please hang up and try again tomorrow. The office is closed now for the weekend to observe a religious holiday. Please pray again on Monday after 9:30 a.m. If you are calling after hours and need emergency assistance, please contact your local pastor. Thank you, and have a heavenly day.
On the Antichrist line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, turn off your radio there, please.
Yeah, hey, that was really good. I got some information, and many of these people were the Antichrist.
Are you the Antichrist?
I'm also highly related.
You're related to the Antichrist?
Well,
I'm not sure that counts. Now, I said this was an Antichrist line.
Well, yes,
unless you have influence over somebody who is Antichrist, at the very least.
Oh, no, I am also. But you understand that the family works together in this. Let me say that...
And once you're in this family, you can't leave.
Oh, no, nobody can. Yeah. Nobody can.
Tony said that.
All right, now let me say that the Antichrist is the Jewish Messiah because he's half Aryan and half Levitical priest. He also has that Genghis Khan Mongolian blood plus Judah, and there's some American Indian there.
Well, why do you talk about him as though he is another when, in fact, you're part of all this?
Well,
to be on this line, that is.
Oh, absolutely, sir. When he is influencing so many nations, and I have to say another member of his family who has lost his mind in a way is the real Antichrist, but we have to stick up for our pal who has had a severe lobotomy and castration.
He's been lobotomized and castrated?
Yes, because they found out who he was.
Talk about getting it on both ends.
Yes, he is in sad shape, but he has recovered.
Oh, well, that would be some recovery. You'd be ambulatory for, my God, I don't know how long.
Well, not necessarily. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you couldn't sit, you couldn't think. What could you do?
Well, I'm trying to tell you.
All right, well, okay.
All right, so he was Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints. He come over from South America. He used to be Jesus, or Jesus.
You come up from South America, not over. You come over from Europe. But
well, yes, over and up South America, and then all his Jesus things. And during the Reagan administration, when this pope went into power, a lot of things happened at that particular time. And the women of the world thought, well, if we get rid of this guy, we will rule the world.
I've always known that women want to rule the world.
Well, they certainly are right now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And if the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world, look around. Look at the shape of the world, pal.
Oh, listen, I am. I do it on a daily basis, and I am depressed looking at it lately.
Not anymore. Okay, so this guy walked around the United States meeting people, very polite, wonderful fellow, and his mother, I guess Mary, resurrected the Virgin Mary, and they got married. She felt so sorry for him. Now, that is against the law, marrying your mother, but this guy was in such bad shape. She tells him all about his life, but he doesn't really get it. Well, somebody donated him a testicle. It worked. He had a daughter. This is that white...
On a donated testy?
Yes, sir. I'm an Aryan testicle, by the way.
Aryan? I didn't think that you could do that, but...
I don't know. You know, they could do anything if you got enough money. So he has this daughter...
Or have the cojones.
Yes, his daughter is that white buffalo calf.
Not her, no, sir.
But that is like a representation that there is a woman, and she's about 16, or depending how time has worked, 21 or 27, and she has realized, though.
Oh, Mama. Listen to me. Stop. Slow down. Stop. Yes. I'm out of time.
All right.
Tell the gentle people out there, goodbye.
Thank you, everybody, and everything's going to be all right. Thanks, Art.
Yeah, there is one insurance I'll really take to heart. Coming from a one testy being. That's it, folks. We're out of time. We'll do this again next week, in all probability, the good guy willing. Ta-ta.